September 11th. What are you thinking about on September 11th, 2024, on this edition of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, the fastest 3 hours on the internet, and your election headquarters with 55 days to go. What are you thinking about on this September 11th? I think when I woke up this morning, and I don't know about you guys, but whenever you do a late night broadcast like that, and a lot of the crew was up here till 1 o'clock or later, I was on air until about 12:30. You're drinking caffeine all day. I didn't really sleep much. So I'm scrolling through X and wrestling around in bed in my thoughts. Get a couple hours of sleep and wake up, listen to my headlines, read my headlines, and then kind of see the stuff and forget about the poll numbers and all that stuff. I still think Trump won 60-40, as I was saying last night, but I think it was actually a better victory than I think it was a more permanent victory than I thought. Last night, I thought it might be a bad idea for Trump to do a second debate. I felt differently this morning, and so I'll explain that. But every year, and we've been doing this show since 2017. In fact, we started in September, I think it was like September 17th, 2017. So guys, go ahead and get, you know, queue up for an anniversary coming up here. What is that, 7 years? Every year, September 11th comes and goes, and it's kind of the same story where I want to do like a September 11th centric show with a bunch of clips and stuff people haven't really seen. Sometimes I've even debated just airing the whole movie, documentary film, Loose Change, or going to the Zeitgeist film and cutting out like the, they do like a 40-minute review of September 11th and just playing that for people that haven't seen it. But then there's always news, and so we don't really do that. But we do have some September 11th clips that we're going to play because, you know, I think if you really have to boil it down, I mean, certainly for me, September 11th was the most game-changing event for the United States of America. You know, maybe there were some other things, if you're older than me, that happened that you might say were more important or more game-changing for the country. But for me, it was September 11th. And when you look at all the things, the way we reshaped the country and the spying and the surveillance and the never-ending war on terror and the trillions of dollars and now the inflation of the different holy wars in the Middle East and now in the West, really, it all kind of stems from 9/11. And so it's important at the very least we understand that we were lied to. And, you know, part of me just wants to kind of open up the phones and ask you how you feel about it today. And I remember for years people would try to tell me 9/11 was an inside job and we were lied to about it and everything else. And I would just discount it because, of course, if that was true, then the news would tell me. Then the media would tell me. Then my loving government would tell me. But see, then everybody kind of has their red pill moment, and you realize that, oh, the news, the media, the government all lie to me, and then it's like, oh, well, they lied about September 11th, too. So I just wonder where people are at on that. And so we'll talk about some of the important details. We do have some other election news. We'll get some responses from last night's debate as well. We got a couple guests. We're going to go to Springfield, Ohio, where they claim that the geese are not being eaten, except they are. And we have the evidence and the eyewitnesses coming up.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, This is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Bobby's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Presidential election. And of course, a big milestone. Last night, the first debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. I would say Trump won 60-40. And I think that the biggest takeaway, because you kind of let it settle, and then you reflect on the things you remember. Trump produced multiple clips that are actually, nothing was really profound. I don't think there was anything too profound or earth-shattering really last night. But Trump definitely had the clippable moments and the soundbite moments. And they tried to set Kamala up for some of those, and it didn't take. She had some scripted answers to try to correct course on a couple things like fracking. But really, it was Trump that had the soundbite moments, Trump that had the clippable moments. And I think that Trump really landed the most blows. Now, quite frankly, I don't know how much the debate really makes a difference. In fact, I forgot to look this up. Guys, see if there's any news stories about the ratings for last night's debate. My guess is the ratings were down. That's my guess. I'm guessing the Trump-Clinton debates had much better ratings. I'm guessing last night's debate had low ratings. I talked to some friends. None of them were interested. I talked to a couple people earlier this morning, just when I was working out. I talked to at the gym. They didn't hear anything about it. They didn't care. They didn't watch. So I think most people are decided or just disinterested. Wow, so the ratings were pretty good, apparently. More people tuned into this debate than the Biden debate. So that's interesting. I guess that's people wanting to find out what Kamala Harris is really all about. And I don't think that went well for her. If that's the case, if people were tuning in to see what Kamala Harris was all about, then I think that was a bad performance for her. The resting, condescending bitch face, the constant attacking on Donald Trump. Now, does she get away with the big lies that she told? Maybe. We'll address some of that since the fake moderators wouldn't do it. And then even the moderators get into the lies. So that was crazy. So do people notice that? Do people notice that it was essentially a 3-on-1 debate? I think so. I think so. But I don't really know how much it moved the needle. And as I said last night, what really is going to make the difference in this election is not the debates. And quite frankly, it's not even the political wonk and all the footballs that are going to be tossed around between now and the election. It's going to be stopping the voter fraud, clearing the voter rolls, stopping non-citizens from voting, monitoring the mail-in ballot situation and the drop boxes. We got some news on that today. So that's really what's going to make the difference. And as long as you limit if you eliminate all the voter fraud and election fraud, Trump wins in a landslide, probably like 45 states. But that's not happening. It's happened in a couple states, and now the DOJ is pushing back and the Democrats are pushing back. But that's where the real battle is. So then after the debate, Trump says, okay, apparently Kamala wants another debate because she thinks she lost, so she wants another go. I think that would kind of be the logic here. It's kind of like if you're, you know, playing rec ball and you lose, it's like, no, one more. And then Kamala's campaign is saying she wants another debate because, oh, she did so well. Well, it doesn't matter. Fox News said we'll do the debate in October. And it should be on Fox News. Trump went on CNN with anti-Trump moderators. Trump went on ABC with literal Democrat Party members moderating. Democrat Party donors running the show. So, yeah, they should do one on Fox News. Now, Trump did another comment on that. And last night I'm sitting there thinking there's no reason for Trump to do another debate except to maybe stop the theory of he's scared to debate Kamala. So you say, okay, well, I want to avoid that headline, so I'll go ahead and do another debate. So last night I was like, there's no reason for Trump to do another debate. He won this debate. And you just don't really get anything out of it. But I've kind of changed my mind. And I think actually the second debate for Trump, now that he's actually gone up against Kamala, he can be more prepared because he didn't even do any debate prep last night. I mean, they bragged about it. They joked about it. He literally didn't do debate prep. Kamala Harris did a whole week of debate prep and did mock debates with a Trump impersonator. And got the questions. Now, I don't think she had an earpiece in. Some people think it was an earpiece. I don't think it was an earpiece. I think that's been disproven. It doesn't really make a difference. But now that Trump has actually been in there, I think he would perform better in the second debate. And he can even kind of change his tactics. Because she would become much more aggressive, is my guess. Now, I don't know. Maybe she decides to lay off, but I don't know what she's going to go on. And then if you're Trump, you just let her go. Kind of like you did with Biden. That ended up knocking him out. So I think there might actually, last night I didn't think there would be another debate. I think there might be another debate now. There was supposed to be one earlier this month on Fox News. The Harris team declined. So maybe now they will do a second debate on Fox News in October. You do have the vice presidential debates coming up. So here's Trump's take on it earlier today. In the world of boxing or UFC, when a fighter gets beaten or knocked out, they get up and scream, "I demand a rematch, I demand a rematch." Well, it's no different with a debate. She was beaten badly last night. Every poll has us winning. In one case, 92-8. That was a Newsmax poll. It's mostly conservative audience. So why would I do a rematch? So that's what I was thinking last night, too. There's no point for him to do a rematch, but you know they're going to have the headline saying he's scared to debate. So that might be one reason. But if it's going to be on Fox News, And Trump actually talked about this, and so maybe we should go to this clip. You set it up, and you get very favorable moderators. You get your friend Sean Hannity. You get your friend Laura Ingraham. You get Jesse Waters, no fan of Democrats. And let's put Kamala in the corner. And let's not let her get away with the lies. And let's make her have to answer to fact-checking and answer tough questions aimed at her without getting the questions in advance. So that's kind of my school of thought now. And then in that situation, Trump can just kind of sit back and just ignore her. In fact, that's what I would even do in the second debate. I anticipate there will be another. I don't know. Kamala might refuse to go on Fox News. That's the only issue. But if I'm Trump in the second debate, I would just like pretend Kamala Harris is not even there. Don't look at her. Don't respond to her. Don't even listen to her. And just only talk to the moderators, only answer their questions. Whatever she says, don't even respond. She can attack you. She can say there's a spider on your head, whatever. Just she's not there. You don't see her. You don't hear her. You don't respond to her. And just make her flop and flail around. That would be my strategy should it happen. But here's Trump asked about a second debate happening on Fox News. He takes a shot at some of the Fox News potential moderators, actually, in clip 26.
Mr. President, I know when we started the interview, you said that you felt that you won the debate last night, your best ever. I think before the debate happened last night, the Kamala Harris people said that they would actually like to do another debate in October. And I know that last night Fox News sent letters to your campaign and her campaign offering three dates of debates moderated by Martha and Brett. One is October 9th in Arizona.
Well, I wouldn't want to have Martha and Brett. I'd love to have somebody else other than Martha and Brett. I'd love to have, frankly, Sean or Jesse or Laura, somebody else. Let's give other people a shot. But I didn't think Martha and Brett were good last night. Well, I thought Jesse was fantastic last night, what he said. Jesse really got it. Jesse said that Trump won that debate. We won that debate by a lot. Now, I wouldn't want Martha involved.
Okay, Mr. President.
But I would take some others.
So, yeah. Mr. President.
Maybe Trump still has some beef with Brett Baer calling Arizona at noon on Election Day. So, I think Trump would probably agree to it if it was on Fox News. The question would be, would Kamala Harris? Now, here's some of the stuff she gets away with last night. Let's play her denying she wants to do a gun confiscation or gun buyback. And then we'll just go to her own words. So this is last night, Kamala Harris denying she wants a gun buyback in clip 16.
Do you believe in the mandatory buyback of quote-unquote assault weapons? And whether or not you do, how does that idea not go against fundamentally the Second Amendment?
No, yeah. Hold on. That should be one of the... Do we have the debate clip? Well, I'll tell you what. Forget about it. Just roll the clips of her claiming... Because there's dozens of these clips. I pulled a couple of them for timing's sake. I didn't want to show you 10 minutes of Kamala Harris saying ban assault weapons and let's do the gun buyback. So I don't know if we have the clip from the debate or not, but forget it. We all saw what she said. She denied she wanted to do a gun buyback. She denied she was anti-Second Amendment. She said, I love guns. I have guns. We're not going to do a gun buyback. She literally said that. So here's Kamala Harris's multiple clips, just a couple of dozens where she says the exact thing here, that she does indeed support a gun buyback. So just go ahead and roll them all.
What would you do about the millions of specifically assault weapons that are already in circulation? What do you do about those?
Well, there are approximately 5 million, to your point, Craig. We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program. It's got to be smart. We got to do it the right way. And it is a false choice to suggest that you're either in favor of the Second Amendment or you want to take everyone's guns away. I'm in favor of the Second Amendment, and we need an assault weapons ban.
Do you believe in the mandatory buyback of quote-unquote assault weapons? And whether or not you do, how does that idea not go against fundamentally the Second Amendment?
Yeah, so, great question. I do believe that we need to do buybacks, and I'll tell you why. First of all, let's be clear about what assault weapons are. They have been designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly. They are weapons of war.
What a technical
with no
answer.
Place on the streets of a civil society. I've seen assault weapons kill babies and police officers. So, I'll tell you, when elected president, if the United States Congress continues to fail to have the courage to do something about this, I'm prepared to take executive action and put in place a ban on the importation of assault weapons into our country. But we still have to deal with the over 2 million assault weapons that are currently in the streets of America. And so, a buyback, and then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
Okay.
As it relates to the Affordable Care Act.
Okay, so there you go, folks. So there you go. Now, again, we just had to screw up there because I sent them 100 clips. But there you go. They got the clip. That's Kamala last night. I don't support a gun buyback. Well, I played three clips of dozens. Okay? Dozens. There are dozens of these clips of her on the campaign trail 2019, 2020, her as a senator, her as the vice president. She says she supports a mandatory gun buyback. Well, what happens if I don't want to sell my gun to the government then? Anybody ever asked that question of Kamala? I'm sick of you lying about me. I have a gun. I love the Second Amendment. I've never supported a gun buyback program. What was that, guys? MSNBC headline, 2020 campaign trail. Harris, I support a mandatory buyback program. Is that MSNBC on the screen? Looks like MSNBC. 2020 election campaign coverage. Kamala Harris, I support a mandatory buyback program. But she says Trump's lying. He's making it up. So, and it's 5 million assault weapons, then it's 2 million assault weapons. She's just lying. All she does is lie. All she does is morph to whatever she thinks is going to get her in power. So if it's, I support banning assault weapons, I support a mandatory gun buyback program, then that's what she's going to say. And whatever audience she has, she might change her accent. But then last night on the national stage in a presidential debate, all of a sudden, no, I love guns. I'm big Second Amendment. I'd never have a mandatory gun buyback program. Oh, okay. And, of course, the moderators let her get away with it. So really, though, it should be an unelectable offense to say you would have a mandatory gun buyback program. It should be an unelectable offense and policy to say you would ban assault weapons. In America, you should be unelectable if those words leave your lips. But see, the problem is we have these things called Democrats. And for them, the problem is we have these things called God-given rights. And so here we are. Now, that's not all she lied about. She claimed, nobody wants abortion up to birth. Nobody wants abortion in the third trimester. It just shows how the abortion thing is all AstroTurf, too. Because, the debate is so Twilight Zone now. The left says Trump bans abortion, and so we have to stop him. The far right says Trump won't ban abortion, so we won't vote for him. Okay, well, it's just not a serious debate anymore. And then Trump actually said the right thing. He should have emphasized it more. He said, look, you can keep asking me about abortion all you want. It doesn't matter. It's at the states now. So I can have a policy or an idea on abortion. It doesn't matter. It's not up to me. It's at the states. So see, it's like this mudslinging over this abortion deal, and it doesn't even it's non-consequential to who's in the White House. And less than 1% of Americans will have an abortion. So, why is this the big thing? But I'm surprised. It just shows how it's all AstroTurf because last night, Kamala basically said she's against third trimester abortions. Kamala Harris comes out and says she's against third trimester abortions, and crickets. Nothing, nobody. And of course, this all begins Donald Trump. So it's just like Donald Trump says she would have a mandatory gun confiscation program. She says, nope, I never said that. She did say it dozens of times. They bring up abortion. Donald Trump says, you know, look, I'm not for a federal abortion ban, but it doesn't matter. It's in the states now. But, you know, these crazies, they're radicals. They want to have abortion up to birth. And Kamala says, no, we don't want that. And Trump says, oh, really? What do you want? And he says, would you do it at 9 months? Kamala says, no. He says, would you do it at 8 months? No, we wouldn't do it at 8 months. Would you do it at 7 months? No, we wouldn't do it at 7 months. Wow. So Kamala comes out against third trimester abortions. But Trump was right again. This was a Democrat bill in Colorado with the sponsor and the writer of the bill talking in front of the city council, I believe, or it was at a state Senate hearing or something, explaining, yeah, we're going to do it up to birth. They make it very clear. Clip 14.
Delegate Tran.
Yes, sir.
How late in a pregnancy would your bill apply if a physician would simply willing to certify that the continuation of the pregnancy would impair the mental health of the woman? How late are we talking about?
So the way the suggestion that we've made in the bill is to say it's in the third trimester and at the, you know, with the certification of the physician. So
how late in the third trimester would you be able to do that?
You know, it's very unfortunate that our physicians, witnesses, were not able to attend today to speak specifically.
No, I'm talking about your bill. How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
Or physical health.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking about the mental health.
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay.
Up to birth.
But to the end of the third trimester.
Yep. I don't think we have a limit.
Okay, so there you go. Now, this whole idea of, oh, you know, for the mental health, so they can just say, oh, I don't want the baby, and they just kill it. So that's the bill. That's the Democrat bill. Here's former governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, saying, yeah, well, you know, let the baby get born, and then we decide whether we kill it or not. So he said on the radio, clip 15.
No exception. There was a very contentious committee hearing yesterday when Fairfax County Delegate Kathy Tran made her case for lifting restrictions on third trimester abortions as well as other restrictions now in place. And she was pressed by a Republican delegate about whether her bill would permit an abortion even as a woman is essentially dilating, ready to give birth. And she answered that it would permit an abortion at that stage of labor. Do you support her measure and explain her answer?
Yeah, and I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran, but I will tell you first thing I would say is this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved. There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there
All
may
right,
be
we'll severe. Come back to this clip because there's a zinger that's worth mentioning here.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, Dr. Stella Emanuel is, she's basically my mother for the next segment or two. And I said a cuss word during the break, and she threatened to beat me. So that is the truth. And she could probably take me. She's got her Kobe Vites over there.
I took Kobe Light today.
You did take your Kobe Light? Well, I did too.
Oh, really?
So we might be evenly matched.
I know, right?
You guys are sold out. You got the peach mango over there. The other one, when
we have it. It's back.
It's back in stock?
Orange is back in stock, yes.
What's the other flavor?
Orange and peach mango.
Orange. You guys are always out of stock on orange. It's finally back in stock. Kobe Light.
Yes.
Big fan.
Peach mango has stevia. We took our sucralose and we put stevia.
I like that caffeine in there.
Yeah, I like it. You know, it's the guarana. It's guarana. It's not
the natural caffeine from the guarana. Yes. But, and I think the green leaf tea extract, too, gets some caffeine.
Yes. We have, Kobe Light is amazing.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go back to that video with Northam, and we're going to talk about how disgusting it is, what they do to these babies. But we were talking about some other things, and, you know, you get big into the spiritual aspect of the issues we deal with. And you were bringing something up about Biden, and I was telling you how, you know, it's crazy how two people can see the same video and see completely different things. And I asked you if you've seen the dress phenomenon where some people see a blue dress, some people see a yellow dress. You guys should even pull that up. Who knows? Maybe we'll look at it live on the air, and you'll be like, that's blue, and I'll be like, that's yellow, and it'll be like, what the heck is going on here? See, I almost did it. I almost did it.
And you see, my hand was ready to punch.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were just going for the fist bump. So I see this video. This is like a perfect example. There was a video the other day of an NFL football player, and he gets pulled over by the police. He's speeding. He's not cooperating with the police. I mean, it's cut and dry. You watch the video. That's what it is. He refuses to roll his window down. He doesn't get out of the car. The cops were behaving like jerks, no doubt. But it's like, there he is, breaking a law, not cooperating, refusing to roll his window down. And I see all these members of the media, they see that and they say, my goodness, why would the cops do that? He's innocent. What? And I'm like, did we just watch a different video?
Yes.
What? How do you explain that? And it happens every night. Same thing last night with the debate. Oh, Kamala whooped him. Mm-hmm. Trump won. I mean, you can pick all these different things. How is it?
Can I explain it spiritually? Go back to the Tower of Babel.
What do you see there, by the way?
The Tower of Babel?
On the screen. What color is that dress?
I see blue.
Okay, so we all see blue then, guys?
Oh, Jesus. I was hoping that I don't see green. Now you see yellow. I see blue.
I saw it blue.
Okay. You know, so like you go to the tower, go back to the Tower of Babel, you know, after God destroyed the earth in the Genesis 6, in the days of Noah, Nimrod and gathered and they started building a tower that they wanted to put Nimrod back in heaven, you know. So then God saw the tower and came and confused the language of man. When people always hear about confusing the language of man, people always think it meant you speak Spanish and I speak French. But confusing the language just means we see things differently. I can say something to somebody and they totally interpret it totally completely different because we don't communicate. This is the reason. At any time that human beings decide to become of one mind, we're going to be able to do anything that we can do. And right now we're too evil for that. If we become of one mind right now, we're going to create the atomic bomb and bomb people.
Well, so that's God what you were talking about with Harari. The corporate world government wants us to be one mind. Yes. But like AI, demonic mind, they control it versus one mind through God, the creator.
Christ, yes. So that is the reason why people, the language of human beings was corrupted, was scattered until the end. When Jesus will come back, kill these demons, remodel the world, and create a new utopia on the world. I call it utopia because that's what some people understand, but they call it the millennial reign. When that is created, in that millennial reign, we will understand everything. Animals will not be afraid of human beings. Read it in the book of Revelation. You'll be able to, you'll be able to talk to a lion just like he did in the Garden of Eden before the fall of man. So this confusion of language came, God did that after the Tower of Babel. Because if all human beings agree on one thing, whatever we agree on, we will do it. So that is why they want to inject everybody with an mRNA vaccine so that way they can program everybody to agree on one thing. And that one thing is that Yuval Harari Noah is God, or AI is God, or Jesus doesn't exist. If that happens, then the devil wins the world because human beings were given authority over the world. But it's not going to happen because there are people like us that are going to stand on the road and go, no! People like you that are going like, no, you can't control us. So that confusion of language is going to continue till the end when God remodels the world.
It's just, for me, from a psychological perspective, it's just like, wow, you really can, two people can watch the same video and see a completely different thing.
Definitely, because that's the way it's supposed to be. Think about it. If all of us had one mind, because right now, if you listen to that demonic Yuval Noah, he wants everybody to be of one mind. He wants all of us to be connected to the one mind. So when people listen to Yuval Noah sometimes, they think this is about science. It's not. It's a very spiritual thing for him. Even when he's talking about gods, the scientific was, oh, quit talking about God, talk about science. It's like, no, we talk about God because I'm trying to become God. If you read in the book of Daniel, it talks about a time when human beings are going to get corrupted. Daniel chapter 2 verse 43, 44, it says, iron will mix with miry clay. And as iron will mix with clay, they shall mingle with the seed of man. So right now we have a mingled seed. We have the seed of the serpent and the seed of man. I'm not talking about human beings that are demon possessed or human beings that the devil is messing with their mind. I'm talking about demonic entities in human form.
Hey, guys, we're going to skip this break, by the way. So, you know, when I see them talking about killing a baby up to birth after it's born, and I'll go back to this clip, that's just straight up demonic. And
you don't have a conscience.
And that's what it is. And this is why, going back to what you said, this is why it's not just the mRNA. They want to hit you with that. They've been hitting us with these poisons in the food and the water. They put fluoride in our water. And if they can convince a mother that...
Killed your own child.
I mean, that is as dark and twisted as it gets.
During the DNC convention, they actually had an abortion truck.
Yeah, they were rolling around.
And then they killed, like, at the time I checked, they had killed about maybe 30 babies. Can you imagine? And people think, well, it's just an abortion truck. No, that is blood sacrifice. That is.
Yeah, they don't have the temple with the blood pouring down the stairs. Yes. They have their new thing where they sell the parts to the highest bidder.
But you know that when you read through the Bible, you hear about Molech. Molech was a demon that they sacrificed children to. Right now, there's Molech worship in America, and Molech is abortion. We're sacrificing our children to the altar of abortion. While the women that are sacrificing their children are sacrificing their children for their career, for their breakthrough, for their next level, it is still about self. But the demons that run these programs, that run, Planned Parenthood and everything, they are demonic entities in human form. Please, America, listen to this. These are not human beings that are demon-possessed. They are demonic entities in human form. If you read in the book of Revelation chapter 13, verse 14 to 16, it says here that the devil would convince, would deceive human beings, and they will make an image unto the devil. If you can pull up that scripture, it's Revelation chapter 13, verse 14 to 16. The devil would deceive human beings because of with miracles. What do you mean by miracles? Right now, we have Elon telling us that they're going to put Neuralink on your head. They're going to be able to download your brain. The deaf will see, the blind will hear. The deaf will hear. They'll have Neuralink in your brain so that way you're going to be able to, you know, you can have eternal life. If you die, they will download your brain and then create a new body and put you in. So basically, what they are doing is trying to tell us that what the Bible says, that the devil would deceive human beings with these miracles, with the promises of a good life. And the human beings, they will create images unto the devil. And then the devil will have power to give breath to these images. What is you mean by images? Clones. And then the devil will have power to give breath to these clones. And that they will be able to speak, and they will cause as many as will not worship the devil to be killed. They'll cause people to die in the hospitals. Those are the demonic entities that stood in the hospitals and put the protocols that kill people during COVID, that the doctors could not stand against, the nurses could not stand against. Those are the demonic entities that create the abortion. They want to kill children. They look like you and I, but they are not human.
Well, that's what's so crazy for me. I tend to assume the best in people, and maybe you kind of live and you learn not to. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I tend to assume the best about all people, even if I disagree with them politically. But then there's times where you're dealing with people and you're like, wait a second, this is not human behavior. I don't recognize this. This is not human behavior that we're witnessing here. Mm-hmm. And so it just makes you wonder, like, well, again, I don't get into aliens and demons like you do on my show here. But I mean, you can't help but wonder. Yeah, you can't help but wonder. Is that what the hell's going on here?
We have aliens and demons. You know, when I came out, I remember when I went viral in 2020, they went and pulled up my website because I'm a deliverance minister. And I've dealt with, we have seen people with demons really harassing people. And we've seen the power of God to deliver people from demonic entities. So when they went out, they pulled up my YouTube channel. If you go on my YouTube channel, we have deep prayers and messages that we have preached over the years. Like I have a message that I preach called Soul Hunters, War Against Soul Hunters. You know, people watch the message and they practically hit the floor and start rolling and throwing up and just going through deliverance and things are breaking off their lives. You understand what I'm saying? We have a message called Fire of Deliverance. It's on YouTube. So they pull this message and you're like, oh, Dr. Zeta, talk about aliens and they believe in aliens. At that time, everybody thought I was crazy. But now people bring me to their show so that I can address these issues because the kind of spiritual attacks that is coming on people, it's incredible. There are people sending me messages that, oh, is this energy-directed weapons? People like to, human beings like to think that spiritual stuff can be described in the physical means. But these things are spiritual things. You call them energy-directed weapons or whatever you want to call them. But these are spiritual arrows that messes with people's minds. You know, I've had people come to our ministry that are like having like deep crazy demonic manifestations. And we pray for them, and sometimes God delivers them. Sometimes God doesn't. Like I said, we are just vessels that God uses.
Well, and that's what it is. We tend to think of the extraterrestrial mm-hmm. and not the extra dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they want to have this image of an alien as a green man or whatever coming from the sky, but it's really extra dimensional aliens.
Yes, that come and hang out with people.
Probably sitting right next to us right now, or maybe they've left here now that the power of Dr. Stella Emanuel is in the studio with me. And you know, you were one of the first ones. And you stood,
stop showing us demons, please.
You stood on the Capitol steps and warned people about COVID and the protocols, mm-hmm. and then ultimately the vaccines. You're a hero for doing that. But you know, I think it was obvious to you. You know the players. You know their agenda. And so, yeah, you knew just instinctively. I'm not going to trust what these people are pushing. Plus, as a doctor, you knew the protocols were going to be even worse. But yeah. Speaking of the demonic behavior, guys, I want to go back to that clip, and let's just start it when Ralph Northam, the former governor of Virginia, starts talking.
Oh, Jesus.
Because they tried to...
demonic, man.
And imagine talking about, oh, yeah, the baby was born.
You have to wait and talk.
How are you going to kill it? You know, like, they don't even care.
He's not a human being.
So Kamala Harris says, oh, nobody wants to support that. And obviously, we know that they do. It's their own bills. But listen to the former governor of Virginia, a Democrat, talking about this. Guys, go back to that clip.
Yeah, I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran. But I would tell you, first thing I would say, this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved. There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities.
You know what's funny? Pause it right here. Think about what he's just admitting to.
Mm-hmm.
So if a doctor kills a baby in the third trimester without consent, what would we call that?
That's murder.
Oh, isn't that funny?
But the mother.
So consent is the difference. So consent is the difference between murder and abortion. Mm-hmm. But who's getting consent from the child?
I know. It's Molech worship. And you know the crazy part is that the devil has packaged himself like science and technology. So this dude can sit down and speak deep devilish stuff and sound like a scientist. He can actually sound like a doctor. Like, well, I'm just gonna. If you continue that clip, he actually says that they'll give birth to the child and then they will.
Let's go.
Finish the clip. They will wait and go talk to the parent and see whether they should kill the child or not. Can you imagine that?
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions.
Okay,
we want
now decision pause right there, and that's good. And I love this ending part here, too, because people, you know, we try to focus on the issue about abortion for obvious reasons. But did you hear at the end? You know, we want the government to be out of these decisions.
Mm-hmm.
What? You want the government to be in charge of all of our decisions?
Yeah.
They want the government to tell us what we got to take 98 vaccines before we're a year old. What do you mean you want the government out of our decisions? These people want the government to run our lives.
My body, my choice, except if he's killing the baby.
Which is not your body.
If it's killing the baby, it's my body, my choice. But if they want to inject you with some mRNA gene modifying this thing, then it's no longer your body, your choice. And people need to wake up. That is just what I'm going to say, that we need to wake up and realize the times that we're in and be prepared for the times that we're in.
I wonder, the problem with liberal Democrats and progressives is they're low information or they're just outright misinformed. Mm-hmm. So when you try to approach them with certain facts and information, they can't even, it's like their mind is
programming,
but it's like their mind is closed. They can't even hear it. It's like, I wonder, who do you think gets more funding in the inner cities? Do you think schools get more funding or do you think Planned Parenthood gets more funding?
Probably Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
In the inner city. I don't know. I don't have any figures on that. But
I would wonder.
Probably. I don't know. But probably Planned Parenthood. If you look at per capita income, probably.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like I said, when they, you see these abortions and killing of babies, it does a few things. On the physical part, of course, the child is dead. On the spiritual part, there are several things involved. Number one, this little child that they decide to kill gets a one-way ticket to heaven. So for the child's soul, I'm good. But guess what happens? It is blood that is shed. And whenever they shed innocent blood, it brings curses. It makes God to turn away from the land. It makes God to be upset with the land. It defiles the land. So part of what they are doing is defiling the land. And then the next thing it does is that it is blood on the demonic altars that energizes their demons to do the evil that they do. So it's like a blood sacrifice. So it's not
energy
yes.
for these demons.
So yeah, so it gives them demonic energy, number one. Number two, it's a blood sacrifice that actually ends up, you know, defiling the land and turning God and making God angry with
it. Well, it's all about control, right? Yes. If the demons can convince you to kill your own baby, that for them it's like, I have the control, yes. I have the power.
They can drink your blood, they can drink the baby's blood, and then they can have God turn away from you for killing somebody. So what happens, like, you know, we are, like I tell people, I'm an intercessor. That's the main job that I do. You know, as an intercessor, what we do when we pray for the land is we have to come and pray for mercy. Right now, there are a lot of people that are going through a lot of demonic affliction. So much. People call me all the time with, the devil is doing this. Oh, please, I'm sick. I'm this. Energy-directed weapons, all kinds of stuff. And I tell people that the reason why the devil can attack people is because we have open doors. We're living in sin and iniquity. We're not reading the Bible. Why is God allowing this to happen to me? It is not God that allows things to happen in this world. It's human beings. We have authority over the world. So if we human beings allow evil, evil will take control. If we human beings allow good, good will take control. And guess what? It is the prevailing priesthood that rules the land. So if the prevailing priesthood is demonic priesthood, that's what's going to rule the land. The reason why there's so much evil going on right now is because the good people, the patriots, the Christians, are not living clean lives. They are living lives of sin and iniquity and everything. And because of that, they are opening the door for the devil to attack them. So what do we do as intercessors? You know, you could see it in the example of Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah, when they were interceding for Israel. What we do, if somebody came and said, Dr. Stella, pray for me for this, the first thing I would do is bring them to the mercy seat and repent on their behalf. Because if your child is out there acting crazy, the devil has a right to destroy them because they are actually in the devil's camp. So they are sinning against God, and that sin against God is making the devil attack them. So you cannot just stand there and say, devil, leave them alone. The devil has a legal right to be in their lives. So what we need to do, we bring repentance.
That's like the
pray and repent for the person.
It's kind of like
can heal them.
The demon class, like the demon elite class here, that's why they always kind of have to tell you what they're doing to you, even if it's nuanced or hidden language. It's like, hey, if we tell you and you do it, then, you know, that's
consent.
That's exactly. Then that's
consent,
on you.
Yes.
And I'm curious if you ever saw, and I don't even know if I want to play it. It's so heartbreaking. But it gets back to the same thing when a parent puts this vaccine into their child and then the child has the side effect. There's this video, this poor kid, this young boy, goes for his wellness check. I think it's maybe a year wellness check, gets a couple vaccines, and then has a horrible side effect. And I mean, you can just, I mean, it's so heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. You can tell, like, you know, anybody that's been around babies, you know, they get observant, they get excited, they like to smile and laugh, giggle and like drool and, you know, try to be a part of the world around them that they're learning. And then this baby gets hit with these vaccines and it's just like, just zapped, just like zapped. I mean, it's so tough to watch, but that's what it is. It's like, well, you know, you gotta know not to, but see, that's why it's like, when you see this one time, you know, Dr. Stella, when you see this one time, it's like, oh, they would do that to a child.
They would do that to everybody. They're demons. They don't have a conscience.
Remember? And then they would say, no, the vaccines are fine. And they give it to the next child.
Do you know that right now we have over, when I finished medical school, we have maybe 10 vaccines. But I have over 40 vaccines. I'm a trained pediatrician before I started working in the ER. Right now, I don't recommend any vaccine. Like I said, do your own studies. Do whatever you do. Right now, me and vaccine, no. I don't give any. I don't take any. I don't recommend any. Do whatever you do, your own research and everything. But the issue is that I have children that did not take vaccines that are fine.
I don't take vaccines.
I had children in my practice.
I'm vaccine free.
Yeah, I had children from when you were a child.
Yeah. And I drink raw milk. I don't know how I'm still here.
You understand? You're great. So there are a lot of people. So there's a lot going on right now. Like I said, even like with what I'm calling the triple demic, you know, they have like a triple demic going on right now. Monkeypox, bird flu, and COVID that they want to hit us with. And of course, you hear about the things like Zika, dengue fever, and they have West Nile virus. They have the equine virus. They have all this crazy stuff that they are releasing right now. And I'm telling everyone, they are releasing this stuff because they want to terrify people to get the mRNA vaccine. Why? They want to program every single person. That is the bottom line. Everything they are doing right now is about getting an mRNA vaccine into you.
You know, you need the vaccine. You need to be scared.
Yeah, you know, in Africa right now, with monkeypox, since Africa did not take the vaccine because they have hydroxychloroquine over the counter, with monkeypox right now, they are trying to get the vaccine, mRNA vaccine, to Africa. They want to give... All childhood vaccines are going to become mRNA.
Well, they had to admit, it was Associated Press, mainstream press, the vaccine, the polio vaccines caused the polio outbreak in Africa. I mean, that's a mainstream, that's not a conspiracy theory like you got to tune into InfoWars to get it. That's mainstream.
That's
news.
Mainstream. Yeah, if people want to hear it. So that's why we tell people it's good to be prepared. You know what I'm saying? If, you know, it's good to be, like right now, if you go on our website, drsarahmd.com, we have something called the trifecta or tripledemic packet, which... We have like monkeypox, we have Sarracenia purpura that works for monkeypox, we have something for COVID, we have something for Zika, because these are all RNA viruses except monkeypox. RNA viruses are sensitive to zinc, and if you take zinc, you need something like quercetin to get the zinc into your system. So if you start taking these immune supplements, it builds your immunity so that you don't get sick, so that you're not terrified to go and take a vaccine. And like I tell everyone, make sure you have hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Today. Get it in your medicine cabinet.
Because I'm mad. I don't have any ivermectin.
Really?
You got some for me?
Let's do it. When we get out, we need to do a...
What about... Can I do the horse paste?
I'm not talking about horse paste.
I will take the horse paste.
I don't want anybody to say Dr. Stella said something about horse paste. I plead the fifth.
You got all kinds of products there at drstellamd.com. Promo code Alex, you'll get a discount.
Yes.
I have to tell folks though, the Kobe Light is incredible.
I know, right?
I mean,
it's amazing. There's
two products that I just love because it's just like overwhelming vitamins and minerals in a scoop. That's Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com. And then the only thing that's close to rivaling it is Kobe Light. I mean, same thing. One scoop of Kobe Light. I mean, this thing is ridiculous. In fact, we got a short break coming up. We'll do five more minutes, and we'll talk about Kobe Light, and then maybe you can tell people how many Joe Bidens there are. Oh, because I have to show you the new Joe Biden. You didn't see the new Joe Biden fit.
I'm telling you, new Joe Biden, even the one, the ear is different. He's taller.
Yeah, the ear, he's got the height thing going down. No, he's got a new hat, though.
I don't even think he's taller. Yeah, the one with the Trump hat.
You saw that. Oh, you did see that. I thought I was going to scoop you. Oh, all right, we'll be right back.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Facebook.com/show. Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, hold on though. I tell people all the time about Vitamin Mineral Fusion. This is the only thing that rivals that. The only one scoop drink mix that I'm obsessed with. And actually, I'm probably a freak. Can you have too many vitamins and minerals?
Yes.
You can? Well, I made it this far, so I think I'm doing all right somehow.
But it's you have to like take a lot.
So it's hard to, how about 8,000% of vitamin B12?
Yeah, that's good. You peed up.
I mean, that's what you got in coelite here.
Yeah.
What else do we have here? Ooh, the iodine.
Yeah.
See? Okay. From kelp. A great source for iodine. The magnesium. It's a small dose, but a lot of people are magnesium deficient. Like if you're getting cramps and stuff, you probably need more magnesium, plus the potassium. There's potassium in here as well. Again, a small dosage, but it's just like, it's so great.
It has all the vitamins that you need.
And I love this.
It has the proprietary blends like
that. That's what I love. I love the NAC. People don't know the power of NAC that's in here. It's just, they just don't get it.
CoQ10,
yep.
Ginseng, guaranic acid, everything. It has pomegranate, it has resveratrol, which helps with DNA repair.
Oh, my gosh.
It has everything. It has quercetin.
That's right. Zinc.
Yeah. So, Covilite, we have it in the peach mango and the orange, and it's...
L-glutathione. I mean, this thing is just...
It's amazing.
This thing is just packed.
When we put that together, and they told us that if we were to carry it in a pill, it would be like 10 pills. So, we have to put it in a powder. So, you know what I do?
Yeah.
You pull it up. We have something
right now. I know what you're
saying. We call, triple-demic drink. You know what I'm saying? You have Covilite. We take pox defense, put a few, like three pox defense for monkey pox, Covilite, and then Vira Immune Plus, put it in a bottle and mix it. We call, it's like I mix that and I drink it every day. And
yeah, I'm the same way. I do so many of these health drinks. I'm like, I'm crazy. People think I'm nuts, but hey, I'm living a healthy lifestyle. I don't get sick. I'd love, have you ever been to Brazil?
No.
It's probably my second favorite country outside of America. I don't know if I'd go there now with those dirty commies running it. They have guarana drinks.
Guarana, yes.
It's like the biggest thing is the guarana
drink. Yes.
You learn that when you go there. You can't find it.
Guarana is a natural occurring caffeine.
Yeah.
And that's what makes this thing so amazing.
Yeah.
I remember I was talking to one of the people. I think I think it was Roger Stone. I didn't know what brain fog was till I took Covilite. I was like, it's like, I want more, So it's a great drink. And it's like all your vitamins and then all the minerals. And then, of course, all your what you need to deal with all this RNA virus.
And the legendary Covilite commercial that we made.
Let's not forget.
Coupon code Alex at checkout, drstellamd.com. You'll get a discount.
Yes.
Look, get your immune system prepared or just get a great healthy drink that tastes great and is good for you with Covilite. I never go without it.
Yeah, this is my daily
on auto ship.
And guess what? I've not been sick in all 4 years.
I haven't Everybody been has, sick either. Yes, I got sick. Maybe I got COVID or they poisoned me when I was in jail in D.C. In December 2019. But that's the only time I've really ever been sick in like... Since I had maybe mono in high school or something.
And then we have the Sarracenia purpura, which is a herbal, this thing for pox, for monkey pox, that we did. It's from pitcher plant. It's something that they did in the days, the Indians used to use it to deal with smallpox. So when we take the drink and we add it, people can pretty much be healthy. Like I said, we're under attack physically, spiritually, mentally, and I want people to be prepared spiritually, mentally, be prepared medically. Get the prescriptions on the website, get hydroxychloroquine into your medicine cabinet, keep it there, make sure that something happens, you know what to do, and get the vitamins and minerals that you need, vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin, Sarracenia purpura. Go to drstellamd.com. Just try and be prepared. We call it the trifecta pandemic. People are taking it in liquid. Some people take it in a drink.
Get the good stuff.
Not
the vaccines that kill your immune system.
And stay healthy and
build your immune system. All right, guys, put the new Biden. I thought I would scoop her on it, but she already saw it. She tricked me. She said she had to see. She tricked me. There's 39 Bidens, and now there's a new one with a Trump hat, guys. As we go to break, We'll come back with news. There's the new Biden. He's 6'9" with new earlobes, and there he is in a Trump hat. How about that?
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
It's an omen!
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Second hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It's always great to have my friend and a hero, Dr. Stella Emanuel, in studio. Let me tell you what else we got coming up. There's Joe Biden in the MAGA hat. I do wonder, the videos that we've seen, it just appears to be him just putting it on. So I don't know what really led up to this. And it broke right before we went on air. But maybe Joe Biden was watching the debate last night and said, you know what? I'm on the Trump train. I saw Kamala Harris's debate performance. I think I'm Trump now, said Joe Biden. You know, the one zinger Trump had last night, I'll tell you a secret. Joe Biden, he hates her, okay? Hates her. Probably. I mean, she called him a racist during the 2020 debate, so, you know. That's Democrat Party politics for you. So we're actually going to be going. You know, this is such an interesting development now. And Trump forced it into the mainstream consciousness, talking about the Haitians in Ohio, because that's not mainstream news. They're not covering that. Well, now they are. And it is real. They're are multiple points of evidence that we have. I got police reports today. We got police audio today, phone calls. I mean, we've shown you the pictures. We've shown you the city council meetings when the people show up. So, yeah, there's overwhelming evidence. And then Kamala Harris just cackles and says, that's not true. And David Muir's like, of course, everybody knows that's not true. Well, everybody knows it is true that's paying attention. But see, that's what's so crazy. Now, Mark Lamont Hill, a well-known leftist BLM liberal type, and he gets platformed all the time on mainstream news. And so it's just like Angela Rye. And so that's the problem. People like Angela Rye and Mark Lamont Hill don't actually have to earn it because, hey, I'm black. I just have to show up and talk. So they can be ignorant and still get hired by a CNN or still get sell books because they're a black liberal. You know, as long as they toe the Democrat Party line as a black person, then they can be lazy and they don't have to earn their keep. They just have to show up and be black. And so here's a perfect example from Mark Lamont Hill. She wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens who are in prison is the wildest thing I've ever heard in any debate ever. So Mark Lamont Hill clearly doesn't do his research and doesn't realize that on multiple occasions in a print questionnaire and in a interview, Kamala Harris did indeed say that she would support transgender operations for illegal immigrants who are in prison. That is a Kamala Harris policy, officially, as of 2019, said not just once in an interview, but then printed again in an ACLU questionnaire. And he just comes on here, oh my gosh, Trump just said the craziest, dumbest thing I've ever heard, that Kamala Harris wants to support transgender surgeries for illegal aliens in prisons, except it's real. So yes, that is the craziest thing you've ever heard, not because Trump said it, because Kamala Harris supported it. But you'd vote for Kamala Harris. That's the thing, because you're a low-information voter, or perhaps in this case, a no-information voter, actually, for the sake of this. And so, see, that's what we're up against. And then the same thing happens. And that's it. Kamala Harris is the diversity hire. Angela Rye is the diversity hire. Mark Lamont Hill is the diversity hire. And, you know, Mark Lamont Hill might be a bright guy. He might have potential. Same with Angela Rye. But they don't have to reach it. They get to show up and collect a paycheck because they're the diversity hires. So they can be lazy. And they can go on air and say there's no such thing as a black Trump supporter. And they can go on their X account and say Kamala Harris doesn't support transgender surgery for illegal aliens. And they are just 100% wrong. No information takes. But they'll never get fired. Nobody will stop giving them book deals. Nobody will stop inviting them on the shows. Because they're black liberals. So they don't have to be informed. They just have to show up and be black. Same with Kamala Harris. She laughs. She's black now. She used to be, you know, Indian. Whatever it is. We got a little clip on that, too. And so she cackles. Oh, my gosh. You're spreading the lie that there's Haitians eating geese and pets in Ohio. But it's actually happening. And so we're actually going to go to Springfield, Ohio with a guest coming up in about 20 minutes. You're not going to want to miss that. But you know what? Since I mentioned it, here's Kamala Harris talking about her Indian heritage. How about that in clip 20?
I come from a long line of tough, trailblazing and phenomenal women. My grandmother would go into villages in India because she was Indian and lived in India, and she would go to the villages in India. It was a famous story in our family. My grandfather would say she was going to be the end of his career, but my grandmother would go into the villages with a bullhorn talking with the women about the need to have access to reproductive.
What a load of scum! This is the biggest bullshit I've ever heard in my entire life.
So there you go. So this guy's just a funny comedian who makes fun of her for being Indian and then black. But see, Kamala Harris comes from a long line of strong Indian women. But then they just make her mother disappear. Wow. Really showing pride in your family there, aren't you, Kamala? All right. The crew just brought me the story. I'm going to have to dig into it more so I can properly deliver it to you. But another issue that came up last night was Kamala basically denied meeting with Putin. But it's actually worse than her just meeting with Putin. It looks like, the deep state, the military-industrial complex, it just runs deep. And Kamala Harris can posture herself as anti-this or pro-that, depending on which way the wind blows. But it appears like the timing of her meeting with Zelensky and Putin and then the war starting is almost unbelievable. So that's why I'm going to have to look at this. They just brought me this. What about this in clip 20? David Muir talking to Kamala Harris in 2020 versus David Muir talking to Kamala Harris in 2024, clip 21.
And then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
Oh.
As it relates to the Affordable Care Act, understand, let's just look at the history to know where people stand.
President Obama, after Sandy Hook, more than 23 executive actions, and yet here we all are today. In recent days, former Vice President Biden has said about executive orders, some really talented people are seeking the nomination. They said, I'm going to issue an executive order, Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons, saying you can't do it by executive order any more than Trump can do things when he says he can do it by executive order. Does the vice president have a point there?
Some things you can. Great. Many things you can't.
Let the senator answer.
Well, I mean, I would just say, hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We've got a constitution.
Wow.
Hey, everybody. So as the head of the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, I'm very excited to tell you that as of today, we are closing the gun show loophole. Basically, we are requiring that anybody who sells guns as a dealer has to do background checks. And what we know is this is going to save lives. So it's an important step forward. We got more to do. We need to pass an assault weapons ban. We need red flag laws and universal background checks. But good news to report today. Take care.
So that's interesting.
Want to ban assault weapons, and they want to ban books.
Oh. So how many clips is that now, guys? I think 6 or 7 clips that we've just played today of Kamala saying she'd ban assault weapons. But last night she said she never said it didn't happen. Because she relies on low or no information voters. But, you know, that's funny. You go back and you listen to cackling Kamala in 2020, dropping out, didn't get a single delegate in the race, was polling at 0%, so had to drop out, gets 0 votes, and then becomes the nominee. It's an incredible path for Kamala. Democrats have an incredible ability to fall upward, to fail forward. Like Joe Biden falls upstairs. Joe Biden calling out Kamala Harris on the 2020 debate platform that you can't ban guns. We have a constitution and a bill of rights. And cackling Kamala just says, yes, we can. Wow. I mean, we have certainly come a long way since then, haven't we? And then you got Joe Biden putting on the Trump hat today. So maybe that's why. You know, maybe Joe Biden is like, you know what? I kind of don't want Kamala Harris to ban assault weapons, actually. I'm going to vote for Trump. I wonder where Hunter stands on all of this. Still curious. So this is how it goes afterwards. A woman is asked about the debate, Trump or Harris, clip 22.
Was actually going to make our country better. And we're in an incredibly unique situation where we've had both of the candidates in office before and we've gotten to see what they would do. And when facts come to facts, my life was better when Trump was in office. The economy was higher, inflation was lower, things were better overall. And now with Kamala's administration, things haven't been so fantastic. And she's saying she can fix the problems that her administration has caused, but I just don't know if I can afford to take that risk.
When facts come to facts, well said. Yeah, when facts come to facts, Democrats destroy. So everybody realizes that. By the way, we've played a ton of these kind of focus group deals where it's MSNBC or CNN. And we're talking about all middle-aged women mostly that are supposed to be voting Democrat. And they're all saying that they're not going to vote for Kamala Harris and that they prefer Donald Trump. And it's all battleground states, by the way. That's in Pennsylvania. We had it in Michigan. We had it in Wisconsin. So again, we're not up against Harris. She's a joke. She's a clown. She doesn't have any real support. We're up against voter fraud. We're up against election fraud. We're up against the deep state. We're up against a criminal political class. And I just don't know how much the debate really impacts anything as much as clearing the voter rolls of the illegals, clearing the voter rolls of non-citizens, making sure they can't vote. I mean, really, you need to stop the mail-in ballots altogether, but You got that going on, too. So monitoring the drop boxes, which we do know is happening. But, you know, on the gun issue, this is such a common sense thing to me. And it's now Anna Kasparian on the Young Turks, and she just totally gets it. And so how people don't understand this common sense is beyond me. So let's just even remove the Second Amendment from the conversation here. Well, I mean, really, it always comes into play. It's the right to self-defense. So I guess you can't really remove it because it's you have a right to defend yourself. You have an inherent right to defend yourself, given to you from God, not the government, from God. And the government's supposed to protect that right. They're violating their oath to the Constitution. Some might call it treason. So, now, this is on top of seeing these Haitian gangs taking over hotels, taking over apartment complexes in Colorado, in Texas, Chicago, and they have guns. And so the Democrats want to pass bills, and they have in some states. If you're driving in your car, okay, you can have a gun. But your gun has to be in a locked compartment, and then it has to be separated from the magazine and separated from the ammo that have to be in separate locked compartments. So if somebody comes up to you and puts a gun to your head and says, "Give me your car," all you have to do is ask them politely, "Hey, can I have 5 minutes to grab my firearm and defend myself?" And I'm sure they'll oblige. Of course, that's moronic. But that's what the Democrats want you to do. If you're a woman and you're driving downtown, driving in a bad area, whatever, late at night, somebody breaks into your car, tries to kidnap you. Boy, gee golly, I have a gun to defend myself, but the Democrats made me put it in a lockbox and separate the ammo from the gun, so I guess I'm getting raped tonight. Thanks, Democrats. So Anna Kasparian gets it. And so here's what she tells Jank Yogurt. Just common sense in clip one.
So what's the FBI supposed to do?
Okay, hold on. You can't make an arrest there because other than making the threats, he hasn't done anything wrong yet.
The threat is a crime. It's a terroristic threat.
Okay, sure.
But you have to have it locked in a locker that is not in your house. That is in a facility somewhere else. Okay?
I disagree.
Yeah, I know.
I disagree, Cenk.
Okay.
Okay, look, you and I have a lot of these private conversations. So let me just ask you publicly, okay? As a Californian, as an Angeleno, you know full well that right now there is a huge problem with what Karen Bass, the mayor of LA, has dubbed crime tourism, where people are literally coming here from other countries, okay? They're flying here on short-term visas. They're committing crimes, including invading people's homes to rob them as they are in their homes. Okay, and what are people supposed to do if there are people coming in fully armed, ready to rob them, threatening their lives? They're not allowed to have a weapon to defend themselves in their own home. They have to have it locked away in a lockbox in some other location. That makes no sense.
No, Anna, it doesn't make sense because we're already in an ocean of weapons.
What does that have to do with the policy, you jackass? So, again, this is just common sense. Like, How are people's brains so broken? Do you ever wonder that? How are people's brains so broken? But hey, let's entertain Anna's question because I just answered it. Anna, a woman, I don't know, I think she's married. I don't know. Let's say Anna lives alone in Aurora, Colorado, and she's at home watching Netflix on a Tuesday night. And a Venezuelan gang member shows up at the front door with a gun. Well, golly gee, she's been disarmed by the Democrats. Her gun is in a safe in a different location. Maybe they want to come in and kidnap her or rape her. And her gun is not there because the Democrats said you have to store your gun off-site. Well, gee, what does that do? So Anna says, well, what am I supposed to do when that happens? Well, don't you know, Anna? Don't you know this is the Democrat Party logic? All you have to do is ask the rapist if you can just get in your car, drive to the safe, and come back and deal with them. I'm sure they'll oblige. How do the Democrats defend this logically? So, no laws have stopped a mass shooting. Have you noticed that? The next school shooter, unfortunately, is not going to be stopped by a law. There is no law that a Democrat can write today or tomorrow or the next day that is going to stop the next school shooter. It's just true. Have any laws in the city of Chicago, go ahead, pull up the numbers. What do you guys think this weekend in Chicago? I'll say over under 3 dead, 15 shot. No laws can stop the gun violence in Chicago. It still happens every day. There is not a law a Democrat can pass today, tomorrow, yesterday that's going to stop the next school shooter. Not going to happen. You know what is going to stop the next school shooter? A good guy with a gun. And if you separate the good guy with a gun from his gun, what do you have now? The next school shooter. Why is this logic lost on Democrats? How about that? I got that one exactly right. I'm too good at this. It's actually really sad. 3 dead, 22 shot. How is this lost on the Democrats? But see, that's what I'm saying. Looks like it was actually 4. It's in the over now. But see, that's why you have a right to self-defense. Because it's common sense. It's common sense. We need gun safety. So you, Joe America, put your gun in a safe and separate it from the ammo in the magazine and have it off site because that's gun safety. Oh, yeah, because the criminal and the rapist and the burglar and the home invader and the gang member, they're going to take that law into consideration, I'm sure. No, actually, they're going to see that and they're going to know law-abiding citizens are now disarmed and soft targets. How is this lost? Why are people's brains so broken? Or do they just really live in this la-la land? And maybe that's what it is. They just live in this la-la land of unicorns and rainbows and pots of gold and, you know, men or women and trans kids and it's all fun. They don't live in the real world. By the way, this is what she was talking about, crime tourism. Here's a report about crime tourism, clip 3.
Eyewitness News reporter Josh Haskell is live in Van Nuys with more on the arrests and what investigators call crime tourism. Josh.
And Philip and Colleen, this is the business behind me. It is now shut down. It appears to be a car rental company, but they were not interested in renting cars to you or I, but criminals from South America. 6 defendants under arrest in Los Angeles for coordinating a nationwide crime tourism operation involving an L.A. rental car business with locations in Van Nuys and in Panorama City. But the dealerships only rented cars to criminals flying in from South America, mainly Chile, coming here to commit home and business burglaries, thefts, and other crimes.
Crime tourists would go to this car rental business. There they'd be provided with a vehicle. They would also be directed, since many of them were not familiar with the country, to where to go to commit acts of crime and theft.
Yeah. And so they make this whole concept like, oh my gosh, the wild, wild west. Oh my gosh, people having guns. Well, actually, it was a lot safer. You had a lot less crime back then because you knew if you tried to commit a crime or go into someone's house or assault somebody, they're going to pull a gun out and blow you away. But now everybody's a soft target, so criminals know it, and crime is skyrocketing. But hey, maybe you can ask the criminal nicely, can I please go grab my gun out of the safe and then assemble it and put the ammo in the magazine and then put it in the gun? Can you just give me 5 minutes to do that, please? I'm sure the criminal will listen and oblige.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combine it with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. This stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right. Now, last night, Trump forced this story into the mainstream. And what's funny is now we have other videos from people in Springfield, Ohio, and then police reports. This issue has actually been going on for months, but nobody's been really covering it. I mean, we've covered it here. And then it really went viral after that city commission meeting. And then it got even more viral after a couple of reporters went out there and got some eyewitnesses. Taylor Hansen has gone out there and just done a great job talking to people that live there. He's joining me now from Springfield. Ohio, where this happened. And so last night, though, Taylor, I think Donald Trump forced this into the mainstream. And when he brought up the Haitians in Ohio eating the pets, the geese, whatever it is that's going on. And look, we have the images, we have the videos, we have the police records, we have police phone calls, we have the eyewitness accounts. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming here. But okay, I'll throw it all out the window and I'll just pretend like I'm a low information Democrat or a no information Democrat that like Kamala Harris thinks that the whole thing is fake news and cackles about it. You've been there for 24 hours. I think I've seen you've done at least 3, 4, 5 interviews. I mean, I've lost count. You've been just pumping them out all day. What have you witnessed? What have you seen? What are the people in Springfield, Ohio saying, Taylor Hansen?
The best way to summarize it is mass amounts of outrage from locals, and not even while I'm interviewing people. I mean, the interviews that I publish, they speak for themselves. You know, a woman finding a decapitated pig head in Snyder Park, which is where these Haitians are apparently going and snatching up these geese and then using them. The locals seem to think it's more on the side for, you know, voodooistic rituals, as that is the kind of predominant religion that is practiced in Haiti. But I mean, it is true. Everything that I've been documenting, I mean, I'm talking to the locals. These locals have no reason to lie in my mind. And, you know, when you do an interview with somebody, if they, you know, hesitate, you know, sometimes they, when I talk to people on the street, they go, well, let me think about that answer. With these locals, you don't get that. They have these answers right there in their brain because they've seen this stuff firsthand. And that woman, that interview that you just briefly popped on screen, I mean, she was the one that found the decapitated pig head. She said she doesn't leave her home without a pit bull and a handgun nowadays because of the crime that's taking place. Her car rate insurance has skyrocketed, and I've heard this countless times, because there are crashes from Haitians every single day that are happening on the roads of Springfield, and most of them aren't even insured. And, you know, it doesn't even stop there. You know, it continues to sexual assault, to using the bathrooms in public, to using display toilets in, you know, local community stores. I mean, I've never heard or seen anything like this in my entire life. And then, you know, last night at the debate, the moderator, if you could even call him that, he says, oh, no, you know, we talked to the city officials. They say none of this is happening. But while I'm on the ground here, he's saying that I'm talking to these locals and they're saying, no, this is happening. We need help here. And this is literally directly, they're all blaming it directly on the Biden administration because they are the ones that have given them protected status here in Ohio.
Well, and I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm some sort of an expert on local government, let's say, power and infrastructure. But the city manager, he said officials, but the only person they could cite was a city manager. And from my understanding, the city manager is more in charge of infrastructure projects, bridges, streets, roads. They're not going into police reports. They're not going into local communities to find out what might be going on. They're just, you know, roads and grids and maps and stuff like that. So, I mean, okay, it's not officials. They had one guy, a city manager. So this whole thing is blown up in their face now. No doubt. They all have egg on their face. And, you know, here's what it is. When we talk about the geese, it's like an American thing. You go to a park, there's geese, there's ducks. People like to feed them. It's just part of our culture. It's part of our thing. We got geese. We got ducks at our parks. You go to a park in Brazil, they have capybaras. They go, they like to hang out with the capybaras. They're all sitting around hopping in the lakes. So it's like if somebody comes up and starts doing that, that's like an affront to our culture. That's an affront to American culture to go kill these geese, kill these ducks. But they don't know any better. They're not assimilated to our culture. They eat animals in Haiti. They see an animal running around, they hunt it down to eat it. And so they just get dropped in the middle of Ohio and they bring this third world culture. They just see a goose. They're like, oh, that's my next meal.
Yeah, well, and it's insane because the amount of money that they're receiving in EBT as well. I mean, the amount of locals that have complained to me that, one, they can't find jobs because they're being replaced by these Haitian workers that are coming in. And two, whenever they go to Walmart, if it's on a day where their EBT cards get refreshed and they get this money again in their account, they literally, these Haitians are going and they have 5 to 15 in a single house. So they're going and they're quite literally clearing out Walmart and people can't even buy groceries here if it's that time of month. So they all have to rush to Walmart when they know that the Haitians, their EBT cards are kind of refreshing and they're kind of out of money for the meantime. And it even goes to the extent that landlords are literally trying to aggressively buy out American citizens' houses here in Springfield, Ohio, so that they can then sell them to the Haitians and then have 5 to 15 Haitians living in one house because they know that they can get paid more for renting or selling a house to these Haitians. And you see it. I mean, I am in the South Side, which is where the predominantly Haitian population is. And you walk outside and it's nothing but Haitians. You don't really see any white people in this area. And it's crazy because the city has recently they spent $2.5 million. And you go down where the city hall is at. It is a beautiful place. And it's predominantly white folks. You have some Haitians kind of intermingled with them, but the architecture is beautiful. Everything about it is gorgeous. But and then you literally drive outside just a few miles to the South Side. And I don't want to compare it to slums. I've definitely seen, you know, much worse conditions, but the houses are breaking down. The houses are decaying. You know, people are, Haitians are literally sitting there with 5 cars in their driveway, multiple of them wrecked. And this is just a normal thing out here. So it extends so much farther. And there's a culture clash that we're seeing out here that, you know, I've talked to so many locals and they're saying, no, like these people need to assimilate to American culture. But instead, our city officials are telling us that we need to be accepting of their culture and allow them to be who they are. And they need to be able to practice their culture here, which is absolutely madness. You know, immigrants historically have come to America because they want to be a part of American culture because our culture is superior. We're a civilized society. But then when you throw in 20,000 people in an area that in a civilized society, in a civilized culture, and they start snatching geese up at parks and they start driving, you know, these cars and wrecking them on a daily basis. They don't have insurance and it's just hurting locals around them because they're crashing into them, skyrocketing their insurance rates. The police aren't really able to do anything about it because they don't have insurance. And I've seen this before reporting on illegal immigration. You know, in Colony Ridge, it's basically a city of illegal immigrants in Houston, Texas, pretty close to where you guys are at in InfoWars. And there is
that's the new development project. That's the new development project they built, and it's nothing but the non-citizens, right?
Exactly. Well, and they all drive around. They don't have driver's licenses. They don't have insurance, and they get in car accidents every single day. And then, you know, Texas DPS will roll up on them and say, oh, well, you know, maybe you can show up to court this day. And then they don't show up to court, and there's nothing they can do. So this is exactly what you're starting to see kind of manifest here in Springfield, Ohio. And multiple of the locals that I've actually had this discussion with, they feel like they're being treated as second class or even worse than that citizens. I mean, they are being prioritized at the very bottom. And we're now prioritizing, at least the city is, illegal immigrants over actual American citizens. So it's absolutely crazy out here. And the fact that mainstream media isn't willing to come out here and actually do the groundwork, talk to the locals and discuss what's going on and actually investigate, that's all people need to know.
Well, of course they're not. They're not going to the middle America. They're not going to these communities that aren't big cities or coastal cities. That's all they care about. They don't care about the middle Americans. But you know, you just hit on the biggest issue here. And this is what needs to be, the average American needs to understand this and really think about this when they vote. An illegal immigrant, an illegal criminal border crosser is now the number one priority of the U.S. government. Now, you can get into the whys. Do they want voters? Do they want to collapse the economy? Whatever it is. That's a fact. If you want to drive a car, you have to get insurance and you have to have a license. Unless you're an illegal immigrant, then the laws don't apply to you. If you're an American citizen, you need to have money for a down payment and a good credit score, not if you're an illegal immigrant. So let's focus on that with Taylor Hansen, our guest, who's in Springfield doing the work, not like David Muir, a Democrat hack, a bum.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and
advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have the communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Infowars.com/show.
How long have you been a resident of Springfield, Ohio?
75 years.
75 years.
I've lived in my home 48 years.
Wow, okay. And we kind of had briefly spoken off camera about insurance issues, and literally a beater car driving by with his wheel about to fall off as we're talking. And problems with, you know, people driving out here, how it's dangerous, people are getting into crashes. Can you speak on that a little bit and your experience with it?
Well, I mean, we have maybe 3 to 4 a day, every day.
Crashes a day?
Of Haitians. Yeah, of Haitians. That's not even Americans. That's Haitians. And our insurance rates have went sky high because of it, because of our zip code. I've never, in 60 years of driving, I have never had a ticket. Had one accident when I came off an exit ramp one time in the wintertime. I slid on ice, and it was only my car, and that was like 15 years ago. I couldn't find insurance last week when I called around. 4 hours it took me to call around and get insurance.
You think that's because it's such a high-risk area when it comes to the accidents?
It's a high-risk area. Absolutely. They had raised my insurance $200.
This last go-around?
Yes, in just 6 months. I got raised $200, but I pay every 6 months. And
all right, so you're just being part of Taylor Hansen's interview there, and he's got a lot of them. There's going to be more coming. Go to his X account, Taylor Hansen USA, and you can see all his work and more to come. And by the way, maybe we'll get to this in a second. It's good that you're still on X because you have been censored from YouTube. So that's a whole nother story. We don't need to go down that lane today, but it's good that you're on X because you just had your stuff pulled down from YouTube. But this is what we were going to the break with, and it's the most important thing to me. Clearly, it's not for debate. The policy shows it. The execution shows it. It's right in front of our face. Non-citizens, illegal, alien, criminal border crossers are the number one priority of our current government. They get more welfare than Americans. I mean, they get their whole lives for free. They get to break the law. Americans don't. I mean, the laws don't apply to illegal immigrants. And they get more welfare than any other American citizen gets now. So the message is clear. Illegal alien, criminal border crossers are the most important priority for our government. I mean, like you were saying, the people in Springfield are outraged. They're offended by this. Every American should be.
No, you're completely right. Well, and we've seen it time and time again. It's not just here in Springfield, Ohio, that they're being prioritized. I mean, look at New York City. They're literally taking over hotels. They're assaulting police officers. And then when they get released with no bail, they're flipping off the cameras and fleeing to other states. They're cooking rats on shopping carts in public. They're getting EBT cards out there. I mean, they've completely taken over New York City. The same thing is happening in the hotels in Chicago. And then you look at Colorado and Aurora, Colorado. You have Trendaragua, a Venezuelan gang, which is also in New York City, quite literally taking over apartment complexes with no repercussions. And the police and the local officials, just like here in Springfield, are actually saying, oh, no, this isn't happening. There's no evidence it's happening. And then you have actual reporters that want to do on the ground work, go and investigate. And it shows the complete opposite. It is happening. I mean, in San Francisco, the Hondurans are quite literally setting up fencing operations. The local gangs go and steal and shut down these local operated businesses. They steal all the goods. They sell them to the Hondurans, and then the Hondurans sell them on the streets. And you have the same thing going on in Texas. I mean, this is a nationwide issue. And the closer that we get to election season, this has been nearly 4 years of open borders, and now we're starting to see the repercussions. You have American citizens being murdered. You have American citizens being raped. It's affecting our economy. It's affecting every facet of life. And if it's affecting a small town in Ohio, what makes people think that their city isn't next? I mean, it's ignorant to say that every state is not a border state now. I mean, even I live in Utah, and I see the repercussions of what they call them as the new Americans. That's the new inclusive term that the government is using for these people. I mean, people can't afford insurance. People are getting crashed into. People are literally dying. And the government is actually just like, oh, yeah, let's just prioritize these illegal immigrants over American citizens. And let's not even address the fentanyl crisis, which is literally a direct cause of the cartels that we refuse to deal with that are then funneling these illegal immigrants in. And then the NGOs are being paid and federally subsidized by the government. So the government is in on this point. I mean, this is the government's fault. It is the intentional planning and destruction of America. And you can't really say anything otherwise than that with all the evidence that's been presented. And today, you know, speaking of accidents and the insurance rates, later on, literally right after this, I'm in the middle of editing a video compilation. I just did a sit-down interview with Anthony Harris. He was the guy that went viral at the city council meeting talking about the accidents and the Haitians grabbing the ducks and cutting their heads off. I sat down with him today and did an interview, and I have a bunch of crashes that he's documented. He is out there documenting 3 to 4 Haitian crashes a day in this small town of Springfield, Ohio. And I want to be releasing some of that crash footage. But we have literally a two-tier justice system. And for some reason, I don't know why, the government seems to love illegal immigrants and hate the American citizens.
By the way, it's 100% true. Because I actually talked to the gang member drug dealers in prison. The Mexican cartels work with the United States gangs to bring in the fentanyl. And they don't bring in to sell the fentanyl. They bring it in mass. I mean, huge fentanyl shipments. And then they lace all their other drugs with them to make their other drugs stronger so that they can get a bigger profit. I mean, you know, you're sitting in prison. These guys find out you're a reporter or whatever. They want to tell you their story. So, I mean, they gave me all the details. 100% that's what's going on. 100% the cartels are bringing it in and then getting it to the other gangs here in the U.S. that are then lacing their products with it and selling it. So, you know, a lot of them do end up in prison, but it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop the flow. And so, wow, okay, so you sat down with the guy from that viral video. You know, look. I have nothing against Haitians for existing. It's really sad what's been done to their country. Their country's been looted by people like the Clinton Global Initiative. And so it's really sad what's happened there. It's truly one of the worst countries, third world hellhole. The average Haitian IQ is like 65. Okay. So when they come here and they get these, I don't know, do we know how they're getting cars? I mean, my point is, it's not surprising that they're running into walls, running into fences, running into street lamps, running into each other. I mean, folks, these people are almost literally retarded. And so they're just given these vehicles. They can't even drive them. How do they even get the cars?
So it depends on the car dealership. But from what leads I've uncovered, I mean, at least, you know, I'll refer to what was going on in Houston, how the illegals were getting the cars there, is they dropped all credit requirements. And they say, hey, you give us $500 to $1,500 down and you just make a monthly payment, we'll give you any car you want. And that's exactly what was happening there. And that seems to be what's happening here. And, you know, I haven't verified this lead yet, but I've heard this countless times from people on the ground that they're quite literally, these car salesmen from a few dealerships in town are going with these Haitians to the bank. And then the bank is making sure that the loan will be approved. And then they work through it with the bank and then they get whatever car they want. And, you know, they are literally crashing these cars almost immediately. And you can't even blame the Haitians at this point because it's the people that are bringing them over here and giving them all these things that they don't literally understand. I mean, they were throwing them into a brand new car. The driving test, you know, is basically done in a different language. They don't actually really have to physically take the same driving test Americans do. And a lot of them don't even have licenses or insurance. They just buy a car. They're not required to when they actually buy a car from a car dealership. Every single car dealership in America, if it's an American citizen buying a car, it has to be insured when it leaves the lot with you. That is not the thing that is going on when these Haitians are buying cars. So they're buying a car, they're having the requirements dropped that normal Americans would have to go through, and then getting that car without insurance and then crashing into people that have insurance, and then the only people that suffer are American citizens in the end.
Well, and then the insurance provider raises its rates, as you've documented. You know, this is a huge lead for you. I'm sure you'll be following up on it because we already know that the U.S. government, the U.S. taxpayers, are subsidizing housing for these people, helping them buy houses or stay in hotels or apartments, whatever the case may be. So, but it sounds like the trail you're on here, they're subsidizing them to get cars. I mean, that's what that is. They're using whatever money they're getting for their welfare to buy cars. So again, the car dealerships love it. We're moving all these cars off the lot. They don't give a damn if they wreck it the next day. And by the way, they pulled up the policy. If you're a non-citizen, thanks to Obama and DACA, all you need is car insurance. You don't need a proof of citizenship. You don't need a license. You don't need any documentation. I mean, for you, you have to have two forms of proof of residence and two forms of an ID and car insurance, but not if you're a non-citizen, of course. I mean, folks, if you get pulled over, you drink two beers, you're going to lose your license for like 2 years even, or you're going to have to pay huge insurance rates. Oh, but if you're an illegal that can't read and is not a citizen, don't worry. We got a car for you.
No, it's insane. And one thing I'd like to touch on before the segment ends is, It goes as
well. I'll tell you what, we're almost out of time, so just hold that right there. We'll come back. We'll give you a full. We got 5 minutes after this, so we won't make you rush out your answer here. Taylor Hansen, actually on the ground in Springfield, Ohio. You know, the Democrats say it's not going on. No, they're literally scooping up geese from the park and cooking them on the open barbecue. I mean, so there you go.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with 5 other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding. GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
All right. Taylor Hansen wanted to make a point before the break, but I didn't want to cut him off. I wanted to make his full statement. Now again, folks, the big corporate liberal elite media, they'll never go to middle America. They'll never go to small town America. And so they don't care about this story. If they say it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist. And if it does exist, it doesn't exist because these people don't exist to them. Same reason why they didn't cover East Palestine. I think you were there too. And so you're there on the ground covering this. The story is real. The Haitian invasion, they're brought in by the Democrats, and they just bring in their third world culture. And so, you know, maybe it's important for people to understand this too, and then you can make your point. But if you've never been to kind of, you know, small town America, probably a lot of listeners in this audience are in metropolitan areas or suburbs of metropolitan areas. If you've never been to small town America, because I have family there, it's kind of where a lot of where my family is actually from. You can put some illegal immigrants in a big city and kind of get them to blend. I mean, you'll notice it, but you can kind of get it to blend enough, and it won't really like be overwhelming. When you inject thousands of non-citizens into small town America, I mean, folks, it's like a 10-foot man walking around at a midget convention. So, I mean, it's that obvious. So you can't really hide this stuff. And my guess is it's going on in more cities. If it's not, it will. But you wanted to make your point before the break, and I didn't want to cut you off. So go ahead and make your final statements.
Well, so I'd like to touch on something that I found out yesterday, and it was confirmed directly in the council sitting meeting. In one of my interviews that I had yesterday, this woman talked about how she has a 10-year-old granddaughter, and one of these immigrants from Haiti is 16 years old in the same classroom as her. And then you go over to the high school, and you have any age range between 18 to 21 with these Haitians that are actually still attending the local high school. So you're literally having adults attend school with children. I mean, I don't understand how this isn't a public safety risk and why it isn't being talked about more. Like, why is it okay that adults are allowed in a public school with children? It's absolutely absurd to me that this is taking place. And they talked about it in the council city meeting last night.
Yeah, so that's exactly what I'm talking about. You can't hide this stuff in a small city. And these people all know each other. It's the kind of people that know their neighbors. They know the teachers at the high school. I mean, that's just small town America. And so you can't inject these third world migrants in there without it being overwhelmingly obvious and just changing the very fabric of the city. And so that's what you're talking about. Again, look, I have no inherent hatred towards Haitians, but it's like I have the right, if I want to have a barbecue and invite my friends over to my house for a barbecue, to not have the bums from downtown or the bums that live on the river that don't shower and stink and like to steal people's food and harass people, not come over to my barbecue where I'm trying to enjoy time with my friends and family.
Yeah, well, and privacy has been directly affected here. I mean, women are being followed in the grocery stores. Almost every woman that I've talked to out here refuses to leave their house with a gun. And this is small town America. It's a constitutional carry state. I mean, these people do own firearms and they are willing to use them. And it's sad that they literally feel the need to carry it with them every single day in a town that, yes, they had crime issues prior to this, but now the crime issues are even higher
And now the women are being directly affected and affected the most. And you, like you said, you can't do this in small town America. You might be able to get away with it, you know, in Chicago or New York City, but we still see the negative repercussions happening in those cities. I mean, to inject 20,000 plus Haitians in a small community that is already being influenced by bad drug use. I mean, you know, the drugs are being funneled into this country, and specifically Springfield. They already have drug problems.
Well,
they already
Columbus have is huge. Problems. Columbus is a huge drug mule area. I mean, huge.
Well, and that has to do with the cartels as well. I mean, the freeways right here, I mean, they quite literally go all the way across the country. I mean, you can't do this in a small town, and you shouldn't be allowed to do it in America. It's as simple as that.
I mean, can you, folks, it's 2024 in Biden, Democrat-run America, and a 65 IQ Haitian migrant man is walking down the street with a beheaded goose. I mean, this is just ridiculous. All right, Taylor Hansen, great work. Follow him on X at Taylor Hansen USA. He's got a lot of reports coming. We're not going to let this story go. The Democrats are wrong again. They always are. The media's ignoring it, not Taylor.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
By the way, you know it's an election season when the governor of Ohio is responding to all this, which again just confirms it. 15,000 Haitian immigrants into Springfield. I mean, folks, that's just ridiculous. Again, that's a 10-foot guy at a midget convention. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is sending troopers and $2.5 million to Springfield, the city facing a surge of Haitian migrants. So he does this after the story goes viral last night. He does this after all the independent media. He does this after the city council meetings where the locals are calling it out. Now, if none of that would have happened, plus it wouldn't be an election year, then he probably wouldn't do a damn thing. But, oh, he's got to now. So, you know, you can make a difference. You can make a difference. And taking action and independent journalism and you know, Donald Trump just mentioning it at a debate. I mean, that you know, you can make a difference because none of that happens. This is not happening. DeWine is not addressing it unless all of that goes down. So there it is. Totally confirmed, but David Muir, oh, that's not happening. Oh, it's been denied. I mean, just F you, man. I mean, do I need to play these clips? Do you want to hear the call about the dead geese? I mean, I got the police report. I got the damn police report right here. Clark County Communication Center. Migrants eating geese in parks. Migrants kidnapping pets. Beheaded pigs. I mean, we have the damn police report. We have the documents. We have the audio of the phone calls. I mean, do you want to hear a phone call? We got the interviews. But see, I don't want to do this again because... But it's like, I have to do this. So let's just play the phone call, and then I'm going to move on to the September 11th stuff because I do this every year, and I'm like, September 11th, let's talk about the truth. Let's talk about the lies. Let's see where America's at on this. But again, and it's like all this other breaking news, and it's debate night, and you get guests on. And so I do this every year. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do a segment on 9/11. But here's the phone call. Last month, Haitian migrant with the dead geese. David Muir says it doesn't exist. Kamala Harris laughs it off. No information. Democrat voters say it's fake news. Screw all of you. Here's the damn police audio.
Clark County Communications.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I got a question. This is a non-emergency line, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm sitting here. I'm riding on the trail going to my orientation for my job today. And I see a group of Haitian people. There was about four of them. They all had geese in their hand. They got away. I couldn't make out the first three of the license plate, but I got the numbers. The last numbers was 9898, and it was a gray Toyota Tacoma they took off on. There was about four of them. There was two men, two women.
Scooping up dead geese. Scooping up geese in the park to eat them.
I'm in a hurry going to this orientation, so I don't like be late.
What direction did they go?
All right. That's good, guys. Thank you. There's all kinds of stuff. Folks, there's now about half dozen independent journalists out there interviewing the locals. They're having protests and rallies and more city communications, public forums. But now, because Trump mentioned it and the Democrats said it doesn't exist, now it's going to be, I mean, this is the big story now. So, again, screw you, David Muir. Screw you, Kamala Harris. Screw you, no information Democrat voters. Just because you say something doesn't exist, just because you don't know about something because you're an ignoramus, doesn't mean it's not real. Okay? It's like, man, I'm sick of these people. Oh, they're holier than thou. They're smarter than you. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at my advanced degree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Screw you. You don't know anything. You're a moron. You're wrong about everything. You're destroying the country. All right. And I do this every damn year. On 9/11, I'm not going to do it this year. I'm not going to do it this year. We're going to do this. All right. I got a whole segment. And perhaps I should start it with this. There's so much other news. Kamala Harris goes to this high-stakes meeting with Putin and Zelensky, and then the next day they start the war. I mean, come on. Is that how big of a joke Kamala Harris is, or did she orchestrate it? I mean, there's more stuff on the Trump assassination attempt that's breaking. I mean, it's just... But I do this every year, and I said I'm not going to do it this year. So let's cover 9/11. And so perhaps we should intro it. Where do you stand? And so it's one of those controversial things that I think is getting a lot closer to the surface now. Not maybe as controversial as like debating if the moon landing is real or not. Like, you start to debate about the moon landing is real, probably most people think you're nuts. You start to debate about where we lied to about 9/11, now probably most people think, yeah, you're on to something. But it wasn't like that 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And by the way, at the memorial today, Biden and Harris left early to go to a campaign event where Joe Biden then goes and puts a hat on that's Trump 2024. One of the family members that lost somebody that day ripped Joe Biden, made fun of Joe Biden for not caring about America. And then when they all posed, you had Harris and Biden and Trump and Vance were all there, and they were cordial. And when they all posed for a picture, there was a live crowd, and they were all chanting Trump, 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 Trump. So this is all going on. But, you know, I was, let's say, a normie caught up in the sports matrix, you know, an athlete growing up. And then by the time you're not the star on the varsity team in high school, you realize, yeah, you're not going to be a professional athlete. So went into the media, started writing and doing reporting and everything, senior editor in high school, went to college, did the same deal. So I was like, okay, that's my path. So I'm in the sports matrix. I'm doing all this stuff. But, you know, you talk to your friends, and you got friends that are political. So I would have people bring it up to me all the time, the 9/11 inside job, the lies about 9/11, all this other stuff, watch this documentary. And I just, like, I didn't take offense to it. I didn't really care. I'm just like, nah, I don't care. I don't, nah, just fluff it off. Not interested. If there was an inside job, the media would tell me. If it was that, then the government would tell me. So that's where I was at probably until about 2012, I would say. And so once you have that red pill moment and you realize, oh, the news are all, they're all liars. Oh, the mainstream media is there to lie and disinform and misinform and cover up. And oh, the government's there to cover up and they lie. And then it's like, okay, now all of a sudden everything is opened up. So, but that's kind of how it was for me. And so now that we've been through all the lies that they've told about Donald Trump, Russian collusion, all the lies they've told about Joe Biden, the laptop is fake, all the lies they told you about COVID, the lies they've told you about vaccines. I mean, just on and on and on. So there's got to be people now after going through all that, and it's like, wow, gee, they probably lied to us about 9/11 too. And just look at the aftermath. Trillions of dollars spent on the war on terror. Trillions of dollars. Trillions. What do we have to show for it? Illegal surveillance without a warrant on American citizens. The increased security state at the airport where now the average American is treated like a criminal, like a terrorist, and physically assaulted, zapped by a microwave or patted down by a TSA agent just to fly on a plane. I mean, so I don't even want to sit here and theorize about what the truth is, but I mean, to still think that we've been told the truth about 9/11, to me, I mean, I look at myself from, you know, whatever, 15 years ago, I'm like, wow, you were an idiot. Because it's so obvious. It's so ridiculous. I mean, what is the most ridiculous part of the narrative? That a plane, a 747 flew into the Pentagon? I mean, thank God for Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch. They actually got the footage. There's no freaking plane. And I'm so glad you guys brought up that video. Because they do this crap with the FBI, and it's all propaganda, and they're like, oh, they did the same thing for flight, whatever that, TWA flight 900, that somebody blew out of the sky, and then the FBI says, it was not a missile. It was clearly a missile. And so it's the same thing with the Pentagon. There's no frickin' plane. And they put out this video, and it's like, here's the giant 747 coming into the Pentagon. It's like a frickin' huge plane, flies right into the Pentagon, and then you're told a plane flew into the Pentagon. Okay. And then you look at the actual footage and there's literally no plane. There's literally no plane. And you know what's crazy about this? So, yeah. Thank you, guys. Perfect. Exactly. So there's the simulation of a plane. What we're told, the official narrative, I guess just it just disappeared. It went into a warp hole like in Mario or something. It went into a warp zone, just disappeared. And then you have the actual video, and there's no plane. So I shared this video on my X account today, the one that Judicial Watch got, where there's no plane. Clearly a missile. And this is why I asked the question about where people stand. I share that video. I have people responding saying, what are you talking about? I see the plane right there. What? Where do you see a plane in the video? And so that's the psychological aspect. And it's like, wow, you've been lied to so much and the propaganda has worked so well on you that you can literally watch a video without a plane and say, no, I see a plane. And then they have that reference in Mario Brothers. That's crazy. Wow, the crew is just all over the place today. So the video clearly is no plane, and then people see it, and they say, yeah, what do you mean? I see the plane. There's literally no plane. And they say a plane hit the building. Maybe it's the passport sitting on top of the heaps of rubble and ash and smoldering molten lava. What about Building 7, controlled demolition? I mean, you can go on and on and on. But I want to go to a full interview with Donald Trump, and his instincts were right on that day to question the narrative and say that it had to be a bomb that blew up the World Trade Towers. And I do believe there was a bomb. Was it attached to a plane or something else was already in there? I don't know. A bomb was definitely involved. This is a full Trump interview from September 11th talking about his instinctual response that it had to be more than just the planes. It doesn't make sense. Clip 19.
Directly at the building. I'd see the Empire State Building in the foreground and the World Trade Center in the background, and now I'm looking at absolutely nothing. It's just gone, and it's just hard to believe.
Donald, Alan Marcus here. Your building is, the Trump Tower, is one of the great tourist attractions in the world. It's well known universally. Are you taking any precautions there in light of what happened at the World Trade Center?
Well, Alan, we've always had, as you know, very, very strong security, but there's very little you can do about planes crashing into a building. I mean, you look at Larry Silverstein, who's a terrific owner in New York and a very good friend of mine who I just called. I was very worried about him because I assume maybe he was in the building. He took possession of the building 1 week ago. As you know, he just bought the World Trade Center.
Right.
That's and a whole other story.
He was in his office, and he was getting ready to move into the World Trade Center over the next 2 weeks. So when I just spoke to him, there's nothing you can do when people are going to be bombing planes at your building. Now, I guess maybe the world is going to be changing, and maybe you're going to have F-16s flying all over the city, et cetera. But it's a pretty tough situation.
Donald, you have one of the landmark buildings down in the financial district, 40 Wall Street. Did you have any damage, or did you know what's happened down there?
Well, it was an amazing phone call I made. 40 Wall Street actually was the second tallest building in downtown Manhattan, and it was actually before the World Trade Center was the tallest. And then when they built the World Trade Center, it became known as the second tallest, and now it's the tallest. And I just spoke to my people, and they said it's the most unbelievable sight. It's probably 7 or 8 blocks away from the World Trade Center, and yet Wall Street is littered with 2 feet of stone and brick and mortar and steel. And there are thousands of people walking over the debris over the Brooklyn Bridge, where they're sending them out over the Brooklyn Bridge to Brooklyn, and then I guess they're going to have to figure out how to get home from there. But they have between 1 foot and 2 feet of debris right in front of a building that's probably, you would say, Alan, 6 or 7 blocks away.
Donald, this is Roland Smith.
Hi, Roland.
Yeah, how you doing on this kind of day? You know, at some point, we're going to put all this behind us. And you as a visionary, particularly in New York real estate, what do you think that we ought to do as a city, as a people, when all of this gets, when the mourning stops, when the dead are honored, and we've found out what caused it and maybe corrected it, what does the city need to do?
Well, I guess the big thing that you really will have to do is never forget. You just can't forget that something like this happened. I was so disappointed when they closed the stock exchange, but of course,
Trump
at some point, you had
forget.
No choice, you know, when they initially announced it was closing, because you want to just say, the hell with it, you're going forward, nothing's going to change. But the fact is something has changed very dramatically. And I think one of the very sad things is going to be when you look at the skyline of New York, which has become so emblazoned in your own memory, and you look at the skyline of New York and you see these buildings, these two buildings, whether you love them or don't love them, they were a great part of the skyline. And then when you look at the skyline after 2001, and you're going to see a skyline without these two buildings, you're going to say, what happened? People won't believe it. You know, when you show your children or your grandchildren in years to come what New York looked like in the year 2000, and then what New York looked like just a year later, they're going to say, what happened?
Hey, Donald, in the year 2000, Donald, you considered running for president. If you had done that and if you had been successful, what do you think you'd be doing right now?
Well, I'd be taking a very, very tough line, Alan. I mean, you know, most people feel they know at least approximately the group of people that did this and where they are. But, boy, would you have to take a hard line on this. This just can't be tolerated, and it's got to be very, very stern. This is, as you and I were discussing before, Alan, this was probably worse than Pearl Harbor. Many more people are dead, and you know, they don't know. They have no idea, but I have somebody that was down there who witnessed at least 10 people jumping out of the building from 70 and 80 stories up in the air. I mean, you probably have 25 or 30,000 is the number I've heard, but I would think would be much more than that I think the most of the damage will be caused not by even in the building in terms of the people dead, but by the people on the streets from falling debris.
Donald, you're probably the best known builder, particularly of great buildings in the city. There's a great deal of question about whether or not the damage and the ultimate destruction of the buildings was caused by the airplanes, by architectural defect, or possibly by bombs or aftershocks. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, it was an architectural defect. You know, the World Trade Center was always known as a very, very strong building. Don't forget, that took a big bomb in the basement. Now, the basement is the most vulnerable place because that's your foundation. And it withstood that. And I got to see that area about 3 or 4 days after it took place because one of my structural engineers actually took me for a tour because he did the building. And I said, I can't believe it. The building was standing solid. And half of the columns were blown out. I mean, so this was an unbelievably powerful building. If you know anything about structure, it was one of the first buildings that was built from the outside. The steel, the reason the World Trade Center had such narrow windows is that in between all the windows, you had the steel on the outside. So you had the steel on the outside of the building. That's why when I first looked, and you had big, heavy I-beams. When I first looked at it, I couldn't believe it because there was a hole in the steel. And this is steel that was, you remember the width of the windows in the World Trade Center, folks. I think, you know, if you were ever up there, they were quite narrow. And in between was this heavy steel. I said, how could a plane, even a 767 or 747 or whatever it might have been, how could it possibly go through the steel? I happen to think that they had not only a plane, but they had bombs that exploded almost simultaneously because I just can't imagine anything being able to go through that wall. Most buildings are built with the steel is on the inside around the elevator shaft. This one was built from the outside, which is the strongest structure you can have, and it was almost just like a can of soup.
You know, Donald, we were looking at pictures all morning long of that plane coming into building number 2, and when you see that approach the far side, and then all of a sudden, within a matter of a millisecond, the explosion pops out the other side.
Right. I just think that it was a plane with more than just fuel. I think, obviously, they were very big planes. They were going very rapidly because I was also watching where the plane seemed to be not only going fast, it seemed to be coming down into the building. So it was getting the speed from going downhill, so to speak. It just seemed to me that to do that kind of destruction is even more than a big plane because you're talking about taking out steel, the heaviest caliber steel that was used on a building. I mean, these buildings were rock solid. And, you know, it's just an amazing thing. This country is different today, and it's going to be different than it ever was for many years to come.
Very profound statement and very true.
Donald,
so
one last
there
question
you have it.
For you.
And 100%, ladies and gentlemen, planes did not take down the World Trade Centers. To this day, no other skyscraper has ever been brought down by a structure fire. By the way, there was just a bomb that blew up a building in Ukraine, or excuse me, in Russia. A Ukrainian drone bomb blew up on a skyscraper in Russia. Building didn't come down. We have that video clip 8, by the way. You'll notice how familiar it looks. 9/11 was a planned, coordinated event, an inside job. Most Americans don't even realize. They know, obviously, the Twin Towers fell. That's the image, the videos in everyone's head. They don't even realize that Building 7, World Trade Center Building 7, also fell in what was clearly a controlled demolition. And so, if you're a listener to this today, and this is a tough pill to swallow, or you still want to think that you've been told the truth about 9/11, I would suggest that Alex Jones did produce Loose Change 9/11. Great documentary to start with. There's about a 40-minute segment of the original Zeitgeist movie that covers September 11th. But it's important that there's the Building 7 controlled demolition. It's important that we understand that we were lied to about one of the biggest events in U.S. history and likely the biggest event for most Americans, specifically people my age. I mean, I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget those images. And the world and the country was different afterwards. And it was all an inside job, and it was all a lie, and it was all planned. And that's the real story, and that's the real truth. And so the real criminals responsible for 9/11 have never been brought to justice, and instead the American people and the world have suffered over that lie.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew. Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Ooh, I
and Schumer and Bloomberg and Trump and Vance and others are posing for pictures. Nothing but love shown for Donald Trump. Eventually a Trump chant broke out. Then some of the family members that were speaking that lost loved ones that day ripped Joe Biden. Then Kamala and Joe left early to go to an event in Pennsylvania. Now, we showed you earlier. We showed you earlier a video from that where Biden is putting on a Trump hat. Now, another video has surfaced making this even stranger. So, Biden leaves the event, the 9/11 event. By the way, is that maybe telling? Remember, Hillary Clinton left the September 11th event early, too, eventually fell over and had to be thrown into the back of a van like a sack of potatoes, and then lost the election. So Kamala Harris leaves the event early. And Biden goes to an event in Pennsylvania, and it's strange here, but he's with citizens in Pennsylvania, and they're all Trump supporters, and some guy has a Trump hat on, and Biden says, let me put that on for a selfie. He puts it on, and the crowd roars. Check this out. I mean, what is going on? Joe Biden goes to an event in Pennsylvania, gets told to put on a Trump hat, puts it on, and the crowd roars. That is crazy. The crew says we should roll it again. Okay, go ahead. So he asked for the hat, he puts it on, he makes a joke with the crowd, he puts the hat on, and then they all cheer and say, we're finally proud of you. I mean, what in the world? That is, okay. Does anyone have bingo yet, by the way? Waiting for bingo here. Anybody got bingo yet? Who had Antonio Brown being smarter than the average liberal Democrat? Antonio Brown, a former NFL wide receiver who kind of makes fun of himself for having CTE, kind of known to be a bit erratic, let's say. He once quit in the middle of a football game, ran off the field shirtless. But he gets it. He says this in response to last night's debate. Democrats have been in office for 12 out of the last 16 years and still say they want change, and you believe it. Well said. Yeah, liberal Democrats still believe it, but they tend to believe a lot of things that aren't true. Let's go. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Antonio Brown for the win again. Let's go back to the 9/11 stuff here. Did we play clip 8, by the way, guys, of the bomb that hit the Russian skyscraper but the building stood? I wanted to play that if we didn't. Yeah, here it is. Does this look familiar? Does that look familiar? Looks like a bomb going into a building just like on September 11th. Now, more from September 11th. Barry Jennings, he was a 9/11 truth teller. His story is one that gets buried. He was in Building 7, and here's his story in Clip 11.
Well, me and Mr. Hesh, the corporation counsel, were on the 23rd floor. I told him we got to get out of here. We started walking down the stairs. We made it to the 8th floor. Big explosion. Blew us back into the 8th floor. And I turned to Hesh. I said, this is it. We're dead. We're not going to make it out of here.
In 2001, Barry Jennings was the deputy director of emergency services for the New York City Housing Authority. After the first plane hit the North Tower at 8:46 a.m. on the morning of 9/11, Jennings was called to the city's Office of Emergency Management in World Trade Center Building 7, along with Corporation Counsel Michael Hess, to help coordinate the emergency response. Hours later, World Trade Center Building 7, also known as the Salomon Brothers Building, collapsed at free fall acceleration directly into the path of most resistance. After 7 years of investigation, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, determined that the building had not come down due to explosives or controlled demolition, as many alleged, or due to structural damage from the collapse of the Twin Towers, an explosion in the building's fuel oil systems, or any of the other suggestions that had been put forward and retracted by NIST over the course of its investigation. In September 2008, just as NIST was presenting its final report concluding that WTC-7 had spontaneously collapsed from ordinary office fires, it was reported that Barry Jennings had passed away in hospital the month before. No further details of his death were offered. Dylan Avery, seeking to bring closure to Barry Jennings' life, answer questions about his death, and honor the bravery of a 9/11 survivor who spoke the truth even when it was unpopular, hired a private investigator to determine the circumstances of Jennings' death. In a remarkable and bizarre turn of events, however, after pursuing the case, the investigator referred the matter to the police, refunded his fee, and told Avery never to contact him again. To this day, no time or cause of death of Barry Jennings has ever been publicly announced or confirmed.
The man stepped over bodies. We know that happened. He and Hess both talked about internal explosions. That building housed the CIA, the Secret Service, the SEC.
I'm just confused about one thing and one thing only. Why World Trade Center 7 went down in the first place. I'm very confused about that. I know what I heard. I heard explosions.
All right. We got a little bit more on this. Maybe we squeeze in a phone call or two, because I did want to take phone calls. So once again, I've kind of done less than I wanted to on September 11th. But I will play one more report you've probably never seen. And maybe we'll squeeze in a couple phone calls. Maybe you still believe the truth, or what changed your mind, or where do you think America's at? Are we finally willing to accept that we were lied to about September 11th? And I understand, you know, it's like out of the gates, you feel like, hey, that's unpatriotic. I don't want to do that. But now, I mean, you got to be aware. 877-789-2539. So we'll squeeze in a couple calls after this one more report here. 877-789-2539. Now, we do have the Alex Jones predictions. We do have the Alex Jones follow-up reports. They're already going viral on X. So I could play that, but I think I'd rather take some calls. Maybe we'll air some of that tomorrow. But that was kind of the original thing, I think, that scared people off of Alex Jones, was him calling 9/11 and then basically saying, yeah, we're being lied to about it. And people felt like, oh, I don't want to be that conspiracy theorist, or that's unpatriotic, or because it was kind of anti-Bush, conservatives didn't want to deal with him. But I mean, you're living in the InfoWars world now. And he was right about that. And just about everything else, or will be everything else. Hopefully it won't be. But I mean, so I just wonder if people are really finally ready to admit that we were lied to about 9/11.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars.com. MD under health and wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and this breach is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
On March 6th, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link.
Understand the impact of a jet. From what I understand, the outer skeleton of the building, the outer columns, was like a fishnet, and you had these inner core columns, which was substantial, thick steel beams to withstand four or five times what the loads were. The engineers always over-designed a building. No steel frame building has ever collapsed before or since 9/11. So that should say something right there. And it said that Building 7, it was a progressive collapse, that it was caused by fire. But progressive collapse, unlike the Twin Towers collapsed from the top down. That's a progressive collapse.
Sure.
Floor by floor by floor. But if you look at the videos of Building 7 collapsing, It collapses uniformly. It's collapsing from the bottom. The building stays intact all the way to the bottom of the ground, and you could see the sides caving in on it. For a building to collapse uniformly, which the video show, all the load-bearing columns would have to have failed simultaneously. Now, fire doesn't act like that. I came across an analogy of the Twin Towers, and if you could visualize cast iron stoves stacked one on top of each other. The stoves up at the top, yes, there's fire, and they've been damaged, but the stoves on the bottom, they haven't been damaged.
Okay.
So the structure underneath all of that is intact. So it's impossible for a building to collapse near free fall speed and increase
without a controlled demolition.
You're running into the path of most resistance. If something else is going on, I don't believe that it was just the planes or the fires. I think that, and they examined the dust and they found what they call thermitic material, which is like an explosive incendiary, which was in the dust samples. And that's documented. There were reports of the buildings were undergoing an extensive elevator renovation.
Whoa.
In the 2 or 3 years prior to. All kinds of workers, they had access to the cores of the building. And on the day of the attack, the elevator company would not assist in the operations of the elevators. And the elevator company, it subsequently went out of business. And a couple of years after that, the information is out there. At one time when I was heavily engaged in trying to get a new investigation, I definitely felt threatened. I felt threatened for my family, and it wasn't a pleasant experience. You have sworn testimonies from firefighters regarding explosions in the building. They were suppressed. Just somebody making a statement, especially from firemen and police, if they make a statement, I heard an explosion, that's grounds to initiate an investigation. The firefighters, a bomb went off. This is their own words, made that day. They just ignored it. Just like Building 7 was.
So just some stuff you've probably never heard or seen up before. If you're not convinced we've been lied to about that, if it's not more obvious than it's ever been, I just don't know what else to say. And there's plenty more. There's plenty more. Believe me. So, but just some odds and ends there. Because we haven't forgot. And I'm not going to forget that we were lied to about it, and that the truth has been covered up, and that they changed the world and changed the country in the name after 9/11, and we don't even know the truth about it. They remade our world. They remade our planet. They stole our money. They stole our freedoms, and they lied to us about the reason to do it. So, no, I'm not going to forget about that. Now, we've got an interesting caller who was an air traffic controller in New York City, Robert in Colorado. Thank you for calling in today.
Hey, Owen.
Yes, thank you for calling. What is your story?
Yeah, I was working Sector 66 at the Air Route Traffic Control Center in New York on 9/11.
And what do you have to report to us today?
Well, it was intense. I mean, I've been listening to this show here for a little bit, and you asked, you know, can you imagine that something like that would be intentional? And I would say, well, for sure. Gotten to the point where I can only trust Jesus and InfoWars. Proper respect to Alex Jones, the legend, and I appreciate your labor, too. Been praying for y'all.
Anything odd that day or, you know, anything that sticks out to you that, I mean – Or maybe I should phrase it like this. Did you immediately question that event?
Well, I mean, it occurred to me pretty quick. I was like, you know, America's under attack. And it was super intense. We did something. I mean, I had like a 30-minute class on what to do in 1987. Security control of air traffic and air navigational aids, Katana. Get everything down real quick before the Russians come, you know, or something like that. And it'd never been practiced, but, you know, praise God, it wasn't worse. And, yeah, I saw some pretty intense stuff. If you go to my blog, rstvictory.blog, I posted something about it today, and there's a link there to the 911 commission report. There's a tape of me at that sector while Boston Center evacuated, thought that that they were going to be targeted. We thought we were going to be targeted. Yeah, and you know, in air traffic control, when you're plugged in, I mean, we have to memorize the airspace and be able to draw the airspace with a pencil, paper, and a ruler in case the radar goes out, you know. So when I say plugged in, I'm plugged in. And when all those people died, you know, it was I was effed up pretty good after that. But Jesus did save me, and I'm alive to tell you about it.
Well, that's wild. And so were you a Alex Jones listener, or when did you decide that we were lying to you?
I started listening to Alex Jones in InfoWars last year, I think in March.
Oh, wow.
And it was just comforting to hear some sanity and the agreement. And, again, he's a legend. I'm appreciating him very much. You asked me, you know, when did I think something was wrong? Well, I thought stuff was wrong all along. Early in my career, I worked in the Caribbean and saw, you know, just see wacky stuff all the time. And the whole policy, it seems, is, you know, sweep it under the rug. And if it can't be proven, it didn't happen. And look what that's grown into now, though. Now it's just put it in your face and screw you.
Yeah, and that's what's so crazy about 9/11 is it's so obvious we were lied to. But that's how the propaganda works. The propaganda is powerful. The media propaganda is powerful. People buying into it. The political propaganda is powerful. It works. And even with all the evidence right there in front of their eyes, they still accept the lie. Thank you for the call on that story, Robert. Let's go to Kelly in Tennessee. Kelly, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, great to talk to you. Big fan of all of you guys. But when you were talking about this stuff earlier, something that occurred to me, and I don't know why it's never occurred before, is do you think that one of the reasons Dick Cheney is so all in behind Kamala is he's worried that Trump is going to release everything, including some of the 9/11 stuff?
You know, I think about this. I think about Trump being in New York City, his connection to the architecture world, the love of the skyline, being there on the ground that day, seeing his first comments from that day. And you wonder if Donald Trump isn't a 9/11 truther. I think about this, and I never really made that Cheney connection like you just called in with, but you know, that would change everything. And you know, almost to a degree where I think it would be bigger than Epstein, quite frankly. I think that the 9/11 truth would be better than the Epstein truth. It would be more important and it would be more beneficial to this country to find out the truth about 9/11.
They devastated our civil rights afterwards. And I mean,
they devastated the world. They devastated the world.
Everything. It absolutely.
I mean, that's kind of one of those things that it's like a long shot and you really hope it. Because that's, I mean, honestly, I would say our country needs 9/11 truth more than the Epstein client list and all of that revealed. I really believe that. I feel like even if people saw the Epstein client stuff, it like, I don't know, like people just wouldn't accept it, or it's like it would be so nasty and gross and sordid. It's just like, no, I can't do it. The 9/11 stuff is different. I think it would be more important to get 9/11 truth than it would be Epstein truth or you know, JFK assassination truth. I think it would be the most important would be the 9/11 truth.
I agree. And I just wonder if that's one of the reasons is he's so worried, because I think that that would cut the globalists off literally at the root.
I mean, it would expose everything. It would expose the fake wars on terror. It would expose the military-industrial complex. And who knows how deep that would go. It would expose the political establishment that was involved in it with the inside job aspects. I mean, there's that famous video of Trump at George H.W. Bush's funeral when, you know, something goes on between him and the Bushes. I don't know. But yeah, I do think about that, Kelly, I do. All right, that does it for this transmission. I'll be hosting the Alex Jones Show tomorrow, so I'll see you there.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are. Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.